Van Fleet courtside here at West Burlington High School. I'm glad that Ritter's is one of the sponsors tonight. I saw Steve at the car wash this morning and told him we'd be here in full force. His daughter's played all sorts of different sports over the years here. His granddaughter, I should say, out here at West Burlington. But it's going to be a good night. Senior night for the Falcons, and the Fairfield Trojans are in town trying to play spoiler on senior night for the boys and girls doubleheader. First of all, the girls game will tip off here a little bit after 6 o'clock due to the senior night festivities, so we'll have plenty of time for some pregame here, but we'll tip it probably about 6:05, 6:10. But it's Fairfield and West Burlington. West Burlington sitting up towards the top of the Southeast Iowa Super Conference South standings with a record of 12-4 in the conference, 15-5 overall. Their senior was really rolling, but then an injury hit one of their top players, and Logan Kelly is out, just a sophomore, but she was shooting about 50% from the field, averaging 12 points a game, and she is out for the year with a knee injury, but she'll be back stronger than ever next year. But that made it tough. She kind of was part of that high-pressure, full-court defense Coach Vandenberg runs, and kind of made things go offensively a little bit. So the Falcons have had to adjust. They brought some of the younger girls up, and they've continued to win games to the tune of their last five straight, most recently knocking off Winfield Mount Union in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference shootout, 43-41 up at Mediapolis last Friday night. And Fairfield comes in, 10-7 record. And they have lost a couple here in the last week or so. So I'm sure that Fairfield's looking to get things turned around while West Burlington's looking for some momentum heading into the tournament. And the Falcons do have one more road game, I think, later this week. But then I believe their tournament starts Saturday against Comanche as they try to get up to the well in Des Moines. And we'll see. We'll see how they respond against Fairfield tonight on senior night. Always a little extra emotion on senior night. We got a couple seniors for the Falcons that were just recognized, both Stacy Zawo and Riley Richards, two of the seniors that are a part of the squad here in West Burlington for Coach Vandenberg. So joined by Cody Van Fleet. And, Coach, senior night's always a little special for the kids, isn't it?
It is, you know, and, you know, always sometimes you have different starting lineups based on how many seniors you have, and you always want to give them that nod. And, you know, it's you got the parents and the flowers and, you know, the emotion of it and that realization of this thing's almost over. And that always, you know, I remember my senior night, I'm sure you remember yours. It's, you know, it's one of those times in your life that you never want to forget. And you know, just a lot of the West Burlington program has spent, these kids have spent a lot of time together playing basketball, a lot of traveling ball, a lot of commitment, not just from Coach Vandenberg and his staff, but by the parents of these West Burlington players. So really going to be, I'm sure, an emotional night, but they only have two seniors, and, you know, both of them play quite a bit. Zawo, one of the top rebounders and scorers on the team. And her little brother, Sam, is a seventh grader on my seventh grade team.
Nice.
And I asked Sam today before the game, I said, okay, Sam, I got to ask you about your sister, Stacy. Is she a good sister? And normally when you ask a seventh grader if the older sister is a good sister, it's an immediate no. And Sam immediately came back and went, oh, yeah, Coach, she's really nice. She's a good big sister. And I said, so I shouldn't say anything bad about, you know, how she treats you as a big sister? Oh, no, she's great. So for a seventh-grade little brother to say that about Stacy, I've never met her. I've never spoken to her. But knowing Sam, if Sam says she's a good kid, she's a good kid. So excited to see the next line in the Zawo family tree going at it tonight for the Falcons.
Well, and as you look at the seniors, as you mentioned, Stacy comes in averaging 6.1 points a game, bucket full of rebounds. And, boy, she played huge down the stretch on that run to the state tournament last year for West Burlington. The Falcons only one loss last year as they got up to Des Moines. They did lose there in the first round. But Stacy played huge.
Yep.
Of course, it was Sydney Marlowe, Annika Harris, a couple of seniors that graduated that kind of orchestrated that trip to Des Moines for West Burlington last year as they finished up the season 26-2. And that second loss, I think, you know, coming there to eventual state runner-up up there in Des Moines. But, you know, Stacy played big. She knows what big games are like. So on senior night, she'll be ready.
Yep.
And then it's a couple juniors that really drive the Falcons. It's Abby Bentz averaging 18.6 a night, and Kenna Marlowe comes in averaging 14.2. And I know some listeners are probably aware I'm good friends with the Marlowe family and neighbors, and I watch these kids grow up. Matter of fact, one of my Facebook memories that popped up today was my daughter Rowan when she was one, with the two Marlowe girls down at Brad's Pad in West Point, and Sydney and Kenna were, well, not great at math, but maybe 13 and 11 or 12 and 10, I don't know. Anyway, it's been fun to watch those girls grow up, and Kenna's a competitor, and she comes to the table with 14.2 points a game. She leads him in assists as well, and maybe more than anything, Kenna brings a lot of pressure defensively. Then when you look at the rest of the lineup, Richards comes in averaging 5.5 points. You get 4 from Taryn Havner. She's a sophomore. Her minutes have picked up a lot after Kelly got hurt. And we mentioned Zawa was 6.1. So that's the bulk of the scoring for the Falcons. Isabella Blaufus comes off the bench a little bit, as well as Lauren Summers, and Lindsay Kelly will play a little bit as well. So, you know, when you look at it just on paper, I'm sure Fairfield's going to try to slow down Bentz and Marlowe.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what you got to do when you got a team that's putting up more points. And Fairfield's coming into this game shooting, you know, they're putting up 51.5 points a game to 56 from West Burlington. Again, this are two teams that have played each other the last couple years, so they know each other. The interesting stat that I found on Fairfield is that while they are 10-7, Fairfield is 9-0 when playing a team that is 500 or less as far as their overall record, and they're 1-7 against teams that have a better than 500 record. So going into this matchup tonight, if you're Fairfield, this is a game where you're nervous because you have not performed well against the better teams on your schedule. But hopefully they feel like they can come in and maybe make that change tonight. But both teams going into their regional or I guess it's districts for the 2A and it's sub-state for the 3A, you know, they got to make sure that they're starting to figure out what they got going on, get some of the rough parts of their offense and defense smoothed out to get ready for that, you know, that postseason play, which obviously West Burlington's got a really good group of athletes that's been competitive in basketball and volleyball and softball and a lot of other sports. So they they feel like they can make a run. And I think Coach Vandenberg feels like, you know, this is a team that can do some damage if they can get the right seed and get the right bracket. So we'll see. But, I think, you know, obviously you've got your relationship with the Marlowes. My relationship with Jason goes back to high school, watching him play over at Southeastern Illinois over in that Colchester area. He had a lot more hair back then, I will say that. But the guy could flat out score. He was just, from a guard standpoint, you know, had a good college career. And, just watched his career, looked up to him as a high schooler when I was in middle school, and remember seeing them at the state tournament in Illinois, and man, could he ball.
Yeah, I was told he was in range as soon as he stepped out of the locker
room.
Yeah,
he could shoot it from the parking lot and sometimes did.
Well, so here's an interesting stat, too, to add to that. So his dad, Keith, also started Southeastern down there in Augusta. And then he played at Western Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a heck of a career there. So Sidney Marlowe was the third generation to hit the 1,000-point mark, which is pretty rare for not many families can say that at any level. So no strangers to the gym, that's for sure. And you mentioned West Burlington's athleticism, and I did mention that Kenna Marlowe does kind of lead that defense with the full court press we'll see a lot of tonight. That's the only stat that really stood out to me that's different, is West Burlington averages about 6.5 more steals a game than Fairfield. And as we know, steals many times turn into points, sometimes points with fouls and and-ones. So that's been the hallmark of Coach Vandenberg since he took the reins, is his defense and using that athleticism and scoring off of turnovers. So we'll definitely see a lot of that tonight. And as we look at Fairfield's scoring, they too kind of are a two-headed monster when it comes to offense. And Maybe it's maybe I should say it's a two-headed sister combo because it's Delaney Breen and Danielle Breen. They both come in averaging respectively 14 and 15 and a half. They both shoot about 40% from the field. Delaney shoots a few more threes, it looks like. But, yeah, so I'm going to assume they're twins. I haven't picked them out yet.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, they, you know, they have – that's the other thing on paper. When you're looking at these two stat sheets, Fairfield has seven seniors on the roster. So they've got a lot of experience, a lot of depth in the senior level. And again, their seasons, their careers, a lot of them are coming to an end unless they're going to play at the next level. So while West Burlington has the experience, while West Burlington does have a lot of athleticism, they are still a young team with only two seniors. Kids have played, you know, they've sat on the bench even as freshmen and sophomores. But Fairfield's got seven seniors. So a little bigger league in a really good conference. And, you know, that's the one thing that I give both Vandenberg and O'Hearn credit about at West Burlington. They are not afraid to play the 3A schools more so than the Notre Dames, the Danvilles, the Holy Trinities, the other 1A schools that we see in our area. You know, at Notre Dame, Holy Trinity, those guys, Danville, they might bump up and play a 2A school, but they're not going to bump up and play a 3A. Whereas, you know, West Burlington being a 2A, O'Hearn, he doesn't mind playing Mount Pleasant, Keokuk. You know, shoot, they played BHS, 4A school. So, yeah, I think while it hurts some of the record, they do have some tough losses. It gives them a lot more experience going into the tournament to say, hey, look at the teams that we've played. We've played size. We've played good guards. You know, I'm sure both teams are going to feel like they're going to be battle-tested enough going in to make a run to state.
About 5 minutes away from tip-off, we'll be back with starting lineups and more pregame as the Pep Band plays in the background. Another end of an era tonight. Speaking of the Pep Band, we'll talk about that after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Agriculture and business ventures can be stressful. I would like to help relieve some of that stress. I'm Max Mercer with Danville State Savings Bank. I invite you to become part of the Danville Bank family, where we give you the time and respect that you deserve. When you're ready, so are we.
Just one more way the team at Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. They believe that local business people and farmers like you are the backbone of the community.
Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is anything but stationary. Hi, this is Melinda Bickle with Bickle Cycling and Fitness. When it comes to our mind, body, and spirit, we know exercise is essential to our well-being. The ability to improve heart health and boost muscle endurance for a steady stream of feel-good endorphins is a great way to fight off stress and get better rest. In this season, many are looking to bring home the gym, and at Bickle's, we offer club-quality equipment that you can use from the comfort of home on your own time. Bickle's offers spin bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, along with trainers, bench presses, and free weights, all from reliable fitness brands including True, Inspire, Life Fitness, and Horizon. Bickle's certified technicians provide local free delivery, in-home service, and installation on products that last, are easy to use, and interactive with today's technology, allowing you to even stream live and on-demand classes from the convenience of home. So, go ahead and press play on your fitness goals. Do something today that your future self will thank you for. Bickle Cycling and Fitness in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Back inside West Burlington High School, Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet courtside for a high school doubleheader. It's senior night at West Burlington, and the girls will tip it off in 2 minutes from now. The boys' game will follow. Looking forward to seeing the boys in action. We've got a very good buddy's son, Mason Watkins, having a pretty nice freshman campaign for the Falcons, so we'll talk more about that as the evening progresses. And the boys, I tell you, they're tough. I know their record doesn't maybe show it, but man, when they play good and they get rolling, they can beat about anybody at their level. So we'll save all that conversation for the boys game here just a little bit. But the girls game, I mentioned, kind of an end of an era for the West Burlington pep band and marching band, as Mark Eveleth kind of celebrates his last night here in the gym. He'll be retiring after 35 years as a band teacher. Not all of them here in West Burlington. We've got about a good chunk of them. I mean, I think he's been here since the mid to late 90s, I think, at least. So hats off to Mark Eveleth. He's done a nice job, and a much-deserved retirement coming up for Mark Eveleth. But anyway, just about ready to tip it off. We'll have starters, and we will take one more quick break if we have the anthem. Sometimes they do the anthem before the girls' game. Sometimes they do the anthem before the boys game, so we'll see. But again, senior night, we talked about that, and sometimes they start the seniors, sometimes they don't. Looks like tonight both seniors are going to be starting for the Falcons either way.
Yeah, they looks like they've got them both there on the bench, so you know, that makes it easy when you got two. That's you know, that's something as a high school coach I've gone through over the years. You know, who do you start? If you've got more than five seniors, do you start the guys that have been starters, or do you start a guy that's not started? And that it's something that you don't probably think about enough, and then on game day you're like, shoot, I got to make a decision here. So, yeah, it's but with only two, it's going to be a pretty easy decision here for Coach.
And I saw the Fairfield coach stop by, I think, and Mark.
Yes.
Mark starters for us.
Yes,
who's,
he did.
Who is the starting five for the Trojans?
So they are going to go number one, Delaney Breen, 5'6", senior guard. They're going to go with what we are assuming is her twin sister, Danielle Breen, 5'6", senior guard. At the other guard spot, they're going to go Brinley Allison, a 5'8", senior guard. Forwards, it's going to be number 14, Mallory Lyon, a 5'11 senior forward. And then final forward is going to be number 32, a 5'9 senior forward, Kelsey Pesha, I believe that's how that's pronounced.
Pesha.
Yeah.
Could be the coach's daughter.
Yep. So they're going five seniors. And
right.
So they're going to go five seniors. And so definitely going to have the experience going into this game.
Yeah, head coach for Fairfield is Patrick Pesha. The assistants, Joshua Allison and Addison Westerkamp. And they're announcing those Fairfield starters from the looks on the bench. Looks like West Burlington going to go with Richards, Marlowe, Zawo, Bentz, and Havner. We'll see. We'll see as they... As they run them out, Athletic Director Jeff Housel up making the announcements. Got a good crowd on hand tonight. And, the lights are going out. So they're going all in on the big announcements for the starters tonight. And speaking of the lights going out and big announcements, quite a game Saturday out at Lauren Walker Arena. The Falcons or the Blackhawks didn't quite get the victory we'd hoped. But we knew going in it was going to be a barn burner, and it came right down to it. And what do you know? Surprise, surprise, a desperation three-point by Indian Hills knocks off the Blackhawks.
You know, I mean, it was everything we wanted in an SEC Indian Hills basketball game. It was a It was a great crowd. It was what I call a throwback crowd back from the 90s and the early 2000s when both teams were winning national championships. It's one thing to have a game when SEC and Indian Hills are ranked and playing well and the conference is on the line, but I think people were really starting to think that the winner of this series, you know, has a chance to make a run in March at Hutch. And I mean, gosh, it was just such a back-and-forth game. Nobody led by more than seven at any one point. The officiating didn't hurt either side. And just one missed free throw led to a rebound and a crank over to the corner and a 30-foot heave and a bank off the glass. And you had 500 Indian Hills fans going crazy and you had 1,500 SEC fans crying.
Yeah.
Instantaneously.
It was.
But give all the credit. I mean, both coaches, both teams.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was great. Just really happy.
So we'll get another shot at Indian Hills a little later. But right now we're going to take a quick one-minute break as they play the anthem before tip. Back after this on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Welcome back inside West Burlington High School. It's basketball doubleheader, senior night at the gym. The West Burlington Falcons entertaining the Trojans of Fairfield. Cody Van Fleet and I courtside for this game. And when we say courtside, we mean Jim Nance and Billy Packer courtside. I mean, we are on the floor. One thing I always like about doing games here is Coach Housel puts us right down to the end of the West Burlington bench, and we've got a bird's eye view of the north end of the court. Gets a little tough to see the south end of the court, but we'll have all the action from courtside for sure. There is a bird's nest up there, but my former color partner, Coach O'Brien, was not interested in climbing up there. So
soft. It's just what we call soft.
I got some stories about Coach O'Brien when we have some downtime later on. He and I spent some time together Saturday after the SEC Indian Hills game, so more on that later as Fairfield controls the opening tip, and here come the Trojans. West Burlington comes out in a zone, and the Trojans trying to feel them out, moving the ball around the perimeter.
Yeah, they're going to a, starting obviously in a zone for West Burlington, looks like a 1-3-1, really spacing it out.
Baseline jump shot is up and no good for Breen. Rebound Havner, and here comes Marlowe.
Yeah, looks like they're going to come out. Fairfield's going to come out in a 2-3 zone as well. So both teams going to come out, play zone tonight. Going to see if what that has to do with the shooters and if they can get their shots off or if they're going to be able to move the ball around and penetrate.
West Burlington did what you need to do to beat the zone, which is get the ball to the elbow, but Richards had it stolen away by Allison. Now here comes Breen from the corner. Check that. That's Mallory Lyon. Inside, up for two, is Danielle Breen. So there's 2 points for Danielle, and 2-0 is your score. Fairfield in the lead.
Zawa there had an opportunity to get a fast break, but got it taken away from her. He didn't hear anybody yelling wolf. You know, that's something nowadays that you hear a lot, people yelling wolf when somebody's running up behind them to let them know, hey, you got somebody up on your six.
Havner, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound Havner off glass and through, tied up at 2. That's what you call following your shot.
Yep, and, you know, with the athleticism of West Burlington, they go right into a 1-2-2 zone press. They're going to try to use that speed and athletic ability to try to force some turnovers that we had talked about before the game. See if they can get them to speed up and turn it over.
So here is Allison in the corner. Lyon out front to Breen, moving it around the perimeter. West Burlington doing a good job keeping it out of the paint, but there's a turnover. So yeah. Fairfield got it in the paint. Nice little dump pass as they collapsed on the gal that got it to the elbow, but they turned it over.
Yeah, you know, difficult pass there by Danielle Breen, but just a little low, went right around the legs.
Little token pressure from Fairfield, beaten by the Falcons. Here's Zawo inside, misses the three-footer. Rebound comes down to Delaney Breen. Breen kicks it out to her sister. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound to Zawo. She clears it out to Havner. Here comes West Burlington. Two all tie here in the early going. Bentz inside for two.
Again, just the speed of West Burlington, you can tell right away that they want to play fast. They got no problem. Not that we have shot clocks yet. It's coming. But they don't have any problem taking early shot clock shots.
Have they confirmed the amount of time that's going to be on the Iowa high school shot clocks?
I have not seen it, but everybody's assuming it's going to be 35.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard.
In the beginning, back in the day, it was 45. And so, you know, I really would rather see it at 35, at the most 40. I think 30 is a little much for high school, but I love it, though. I'm glad they're doing it.
So here comes West Burlington. Marlowe's got a three in the air, just rattled in and out. Rebound, Fairfield.
Good look there for Marlowe. She was right open on the wing. Good rhythm, just didn't go in.
Breen got all the way in. Missed the layup, but was fouled. I'm going to have to rely on you for foul
yep.
calls.
So
can you see the numbers up there?
It looks like that's on Marlowe, and that is her first, team first.
So Breen makes the first free throw. This is Delaney Breen, who is coincidentally, the sisters, 71.4, 71.3 from the line. Ooh. So pretty similar statistically as they tie it back up at four. So the Breens are 1-10. They're, can't tell if they're identical or not.
I don't really want to go there.
Pretty close, but there's a nice move. Richards for two.
Again, West Burlington getting a lot of early looks, point blank in transition, and Fairfield's going to have to get back a little quicker if they want to slow down the Falcons.
Breen to Dunlap, and now Breen, three-pointer from the corner, no good, and the ball's tied up. As we've said all year, we see a lot of jump balls in girls high school basketball, and there's our first of the night. We'll keep an eye on that. I doubt we can get to that record I saw at the Danville-Notre Dame game earlier this year where they got to 17 held balls. Let's hope not.
Fairfield dropped back in man this time, but
nice move. It was Stacy Zawo getting right around him off the right side of the bucket for two. 8-4. West Burlington in the lead. Now they're going to get Kenna for another foul, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Kenna's second, team's second.
So she's got two, and she is quickly coming out of this game, being replaced by Isabella. Blaufus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw her dad up there wincing at that reach in, but just trying to be aggressive.
You know, it's hard to have your leading scorer come out of the game, you know, 4 minutes in. We'll see how Coach handles it if he keeps her out.
Inside feed to Pasha. She can't get it to go, but Fairfield gets a rebound. Here's a steal by Bentz. Diamond for the floor. Abby's got it. Off to the races. Six-footer blocked and fouled. So that foul is going to be on. Looks like Delaney Breen.
Yes.
Her first, team's
yep.
first.
At the Delaney Breen, that is her first.
So, Vince, 82% from the line. First one's good. So Benz has three on the night. 9-4 your score. Falcons leading. 3:27 to go in the first quarter.
And one thing you like to
second
see.
Second one's good.
Four Falcons have already scored in this game, and they've got 10 points. So good balanced effort so far. That should help if somebody gets into foul trouble.
And almost a steal forced by Bentz on the back end of that Falcon press, but it was out off Abby. So Fairfield will inbound it from underneath their own basket. And, boy, they get it right in deep, but Zawo covered up with great defense. Now a three in the air by Fairfield. It's good for Breen.
Yep.
Delaney Breen.
That's her first three of the night. And they needed that. They'd only scored one field goal so far in the first 5 minutes, so they had not found a real good rhythm yet offensively.
10-7, Falcons lead and have the ball. Here's Bentz out front to Zawo. She dribbles into the right side, can't get it to go. Bentz fighting for the rebound with Lyon. She comes up with it, now the long outlet pass to Dunlap, but stopped by Zawo and out of bounds off Dunlap. Coach John Vandenberg's happy about that, and here comes West Burlington on offense.
Yeah, just a little too fast. Again, that press for West Burlington makes you play a little more up-tempo than these kids are used to doing and can force a lot of turnovers if you're not disciplined.
Bentz drives right baseline for two. So Abby's got six, 12-7 Falcons lead. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Three in the air by Breen. Now they both got a three. Danielle with a three from the far wing, 12-10. Fairfield hanging in there.
So we're starting to see a tale of two styles. Fairfield not getting the good looks inside. They're starting to shoot from the perimeter and make them. West Burlington, every point's been down low, point blank.
Bentz lets a three fly, no good. Rebound comes down to Dunlap, and here comes Fairfield. Too many steps by Breen. She had a little gap there going into the elbow and got there too quick. Well, started too quick.
Yeah, it was a good decision, good take. She just, her feet started going so fast she didn't have time to put the ball down yet and got her for the travel.
12-10 your score. West Burlington leading as Zawo gets it in on the post. Two more for Stacy Zawo on senior night. 14-10 Falcons lead. Travel, they missed that one.
Really surprised in the zone defense of Fairfield that they're not getting, that West Burlington's getting so many good looks. But
three ball up and good for Delaney Breen, 14-13. The three-pointer has truly been the difference for Fairfield so far.
Yep. Delaney's got eight so far, so she's got two threes and two free throws.
Out front is Blaufus. Stolen away or knocked out of bounds by Dunlap. It'll be West Burlington ball. A couple substitutions for Coach Pesha. It's number 15, Ashlyn Lisk. And two is, Dunlap is already, you know, three came in, Brindley Allison. There's a shot missed by Bentz. Rebound, Allison.
Yep.
And too many steps. Slitter pivot foot, turnover.
Again, good take there by Bentz. Just didn't go in. And Fairfield got the rebound, turned around, took off, and doggone it, she forgot to dribble.
Zawo takes the interior pass on the out-of-bounds play from Havner. Bucket for Stacy, 16-13, Falcons lead.
Stacy's got six.
And they get through the press. In the corner is Lisk inside. Nice little drop step and score from Mallory Lyon.
Yeah, that's her first basket, and that's something that they're going to have to start doing if they want to stay in this game. You can live with the three, but you can also die by it, so got to get your inside game going.
Here's Havner. Into the corner is Richards. Out front, Blaufus kind of gets things reset, trying to solve this man-to-man. There's Havner. Ooh. Pulls the trigger. Three for Taryn. She's got five. And West Burlington's up 19-15 in the waning seconds of the first quarter. I don't know if they know there's only four clicks left. No, Breen does. She kicks it over to Allison, who missed the three. Score after one, West Burlington 19, Fairfield 15. Back with quarter number two. After this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Burlington High School and the West Burlington girls out to a 19-15 lead here after one quarter of play. If you look at the stat sheet, one team has 8 field goals and 2 free throws. The other team has 5 field goals and 2 free throws. But it's a 3-pointer that's been the difference for Fairfield. They're the ones with just 5 field goals, but 3 of them are threes. So they've been settling for a lot of long shots. We'll see how long that can keep them afloat, Coach.
Yeah, and it's kept them in this game. They're down 4, but they're going to have to figure out a way to get the ball inside. And right now, this zone by West Burlington is not allowing them to do that.
And there's another pressure-forced turnover. It was Blaufuss putting pressure on Allison, who took an extra step as she tried to dribble into the paint. And now here comes West Burlington on offense, leading by 4.
Fairfield swinging the ball side to side. They're just not looking to penetrate. There's no ball fakes either. That's something else they need to look at doing.
There's a long shot up by Lauren Summers, who just checked in. No good. And out of bounds on the rebound off Fairfield. So it's West Burlington ball. Under the basket is Bentz. To Richards out front of Summers. They swing it, and it's almost stolen away by Delaney Breen.
Extending their zone, which again is what's caused the problems for the inside game, but it's also going to allow them to get some steals here if West Burlington's not patient.
There is Blaufuss off the feed from Bentz for her first 2 of the night. 21-15 Falcons lead. You know, Fairfield switched up man-to-man to zone a couple times tonight. That's going to be a huge difference with the shot clock.
Yes.
You start switching defense up.
Yes.
And you can't just dribble out by half court and look at coach and say, what do we do?
Yep.
As the long three is in the air, just in and out by Ashlyn Lisk.
Shot clock would have changed the game we did last week at Father Minette, wouldn't it have?
Oh, yeah. We sped it up just a hair.
Just a hair.
The ball tipped out of bounds this time off of West Burlington. Turnover Falcons. 21-15, your score, 6:33 to go, second quarter.
It's going to be interesting with shot clocks. You know, obviously it's going to take money and time to get them installed, but then you're also going to have an extra scorekeeper to work it each game.
Yeah, that's going to add to the deal, and it's not like booster clubs are just teeming with volunteers. Looking to
I don't
do
even
that.
Know what a shot clock costs now, but I'd have to think it's anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 to buy them and get them installed.
It's kind of what I've heard is that $3,000, $3,500 range, I think, just for...
Depending on which ones you get.
And then installations, like, do you put them above the basket? Well, not every, you know, some gyms still have the basket coming out of the wall. And you don't really have a place to put it, and... You know, they're movable, so they're, you know, do they go on the floor? Do they go on the wall? Anyway, it'll be interesting to see, but it is due time as West Burlington misses on offense. Now here comes Fairfield with a long three up and good for Delaney Breen, and Fairfield hanging right in there, 21-18.
That's her third three of the game.
So 5.5 to go before halftime. West Burlington's not led the entire way. Fairfield scored the first bucket, but then the Falcons have led the rest of the way. And lead by 3 right now. Here's Bentz out front. Blaufuss in the corner is Zawo. Trying to get it inside to Richards, but she's being defended well by the Lady Trojans. Summers to Bentz. She wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Could have been.
And now almost a steal by Breen. Yeah, West Berlin's getting pushed way out by half court by this extending defense that Fairfield's playing.
They're not getting that dribble penetration they were getting in the first 5 minutes of the game. Fairfield's taking that away, and they're doing it by extending and getting their hands up on defense.
Now there is a steal by Breen. Nice little move to the rack. 2 points for Delaney. She averages 13.6. She's about there already with, let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12 of the 20 points Fairfield has.
She's keeping them in it.
21-20. Falcons up one. Four to go before halftime. I mean, when you got a zone extending this far out, you got to have some cutters, don't you?
Yeah, and you got to get somebody in the middle of the zone to get the ball to. And right now, your posts are staying down and back, and nobody's coming to the ball.
So another steal by Breen, then a foul on Blaufuss, her first, team's third. If you're just joining us, McKenna Marlowe picked up two early fouls about the four-minute mark in the first quarter. She comes back in, though, after Blaufuss was involved in the turnover and steal, or turnover and foul, I should say. But and Havner comes back in as well. Now they're going to get Zawo on a foul as Danielle Breen drove to the hoop.
Yeah, Zawo, you know, she helped up in that zone, and that's something you always hear coaches say, don't help up in a zone, because then that just creates more problems, and at times cost her a foul.
So 21-20, Falcons lead for now. Fairfield's got the ball, trying to figure out this West Burlington zone. They've made some threes tonight.
It's an interesting 1-3-1. They play Marlowe at the top of it, but they don't really bring her all the way out to the top. There's times where her and Zawa are both at about the free throw line, which is an interesting approach.
Another three-pointer for Delaney Breen. That puts Fairfield back in the second lead of the game, 21-23. They led at the outset 2-0, but had trailed the entire first and second quarter.
Yeah, she's on. You've got to find her. I mean, she is absolutely on fire.
So the Breen twins have all but 2 points for Fairfield.
And I've got her for 16, but maybe I'm off too.
Kenna missed. Rebounds. Out of bounds off West Burlington will be Fairfield ball. I've got her for 12. I got her for 16 as well.
Yeah, scoreboard's got her for 14.
Yeah. I got her for 16. I got her sister for 5, which is 21, and Lyon for 2, which is 23, as I channel my inner Ralph White. 2, 4, 6, 16, 8, 23, yeah. And here comes Fairfield in the corner. Breen, ball fake, kicks it back out front to her twin. Dribble drive, kick, shot by Lyon is, ooh, in and out, rebound Zawo. And here comes Bentz.
Coach Vandenberg is just pleading his case with his team to stop throwing overhead passes, because it's just, those are the passes that Fairfield's getting their hands on right now.
I seem to have that same problem with my third grade team out of the Y, but I'm a little different comparator there, as Marlowe's elbow jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Breen. Long outlet to Breen. She pulls up, kicks it back out to her sister. She traveled. They didn't call it. Three-pointers. Good.
That was Danielle, right?
That was Danielle, her second three of the night, 26-21. Fairfield in the lead. Quick timeout, but we will keep it right here. I don't know why in girls' high school basketball, Taylor Hickey was the worst at it back when Notre Dame was going to state year after year. The jump stop, get your feet set, and then kind of the skip-hop shot.
Yep.
Johanna Myers got dinged on it a bunch of times, too, over the years. And the Breen girl just did it here, plain as day, but no call. I don't know why they do that little hop.
When I moved back here 11 years ago, I would come into the gym and see workouts, and I would see people like with hula hoops where you'd catch and you'd step in, you know, 1-2, and then shoot. And it was kind of just the way it was taught back in those days. And yeah.
I understand trying to get to a spot to shoot, but anyway, we'll see. No call. Hey, there's a miss by Marlowe. Rebound Bentz, up and in, and one.
Again, This is a tale of two different styles. West Burlington's inside style versus Fairfield's perimeter style. And West Burlington, they needed that. They needed to get that ball inside.
So Bence's left-handed free throw no good. An 82% free throw shooter on the year. Made a first two, missed that one. 23-26, Falcons down three. Here's Fairfield with Dunlap in the corner. Drives right baseline, but good defense by Richards. Off her foot. Turnover. Fairfield Falcons ball.
I've got Fairfield for seven turnovers already, too, in this half. So they've been willing to turn the ball over. They're not turnovers that West Burlington can capitalize on.
Marlowe, Bence playing catch out front. Nice feed by Kenna into Richards. Fouled, and she'll shoot two. At some point, if I accidentally refer to Kenna as Fred, just go with it. It's
just go
neighborhood nickname. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just go with it. So if you hear me refer to as Fred during a girls' game, you know at least who I'm talking about. Is Riley Richards makes the first free throw, cuts into that Fairfield lead down to 2 minute 23 to go before half, and after this free throw, the score is. Still 24-26. She missed it. Rebound Allison. Out front is Breen. The Breen sisters have been the story for Fairfield tonight, but they threw it away there. Steal by Zawo. Outlet to Bence. Dribbles the distance. 16-footer no good. Rebound. Richards couldn't get it.
I thought that could have been another foul. They got lucky there. It wasn't.
You're right. When West Burlington gets the ball in the paint, good things happen. I mean, that's always the case.
Yeah.
Unless you're shooting threes like Fairfield is right now, then that.
Yeah.
Then it depends. Then it just really depends. So 40 seconds left in the first half. West Burlington down two. Fairfield looking to extend their lead. Nice little dribble drive and 2 points for Kelsey Pesha. 4 point lead for Fairfield. 28 seconds left. Before half.
Interesting to see the strategy here with West Burlington. Are they going to hold it for one? And nope.
They get a quick shot up. It was a good shot by Bence, but a little bit wide left. Rebound. Well, Zawa was in the air for the rebound, but it was knocked out of bounds off Fairfield. Here comes the Falcons. Marlowe inbounds to Havner. Out front. Backs away. The sophomore. Over to Bence. Looking to solve this 2-3 Fairfield zone. Havner. To Marlowe. Havner. Caitlin Clark distance three. No good. Rebound Fairfield. Desperation three came after the buzzer. Almost went in. Wouldn't have been good. Your halftime score, Falcons 24, Fairfield 28. We'll be back in a minute to recap the first half here at West Burlington on Senior Night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we love what we do because we get to be there for all the milestone experiences in our customers' lives. We truly feel a part of your family when we get to celebrate a birth of your child, wedding, or help you finance your dream business, car, or home. Whatever the occasion, you'll see how our team is like an extension of your family. Let's experience life together. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Getting hounded by Fairfield fans over here at the radio booth. Oh, yeah, one of Burlington favorite golf professionals and general managers out at Fun City, Rob Higgins, a Fairfield native. His boy plays for Fairfield, so we'll have some more fun with that with Ryan. I've known Ryan since he was 2 years old. Anyway, more about that during the Fairfield-West Burlington boys game, which will be coming up after this, but the story in the first half, it's West Burlington 24, Fairfield 28. Three-pointers. It's three-pointers that has kept Fairfield alive and in the lead. And then I think on West Burlington's side, this guy get the ball in the paint and get shots up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're too hesitant. Just pass the ball around the perimeter.
Yep. Yeah, and if you're gonna, when you're going around in a zone, you know, obviously, yes, you gotta swing the ball and then you gotta penetrate the gaps. And they're swinging the ball, but they're not trying to penetrate the gaps. And something that Coach Vandenberg is just screaming at the kids about is to quit holding the ball over your head and just throwing it right over their head, because they've got their hands up. This is a tall Fairfield team. They're getting their hands on passes, and they've been able to get a lot of deflections that have then turned into steals and turnovers, which they can go the other way. So the other thing is, in this zone offense for West Burlington, Fairfield is extending the top two guards in the 2-3 so far out that I'll be interested to see if they make an offensive change and maybe put somebody in the free throw line or bring a post player up to the high post or flash somebody from the opposite block to the high post to try to get that zone to kind of snug back down. And if they don't, you know, one thing they could do also is they could try to penetrate it and drive around them because it's worked good early. But you know, right now, the 1-3-1 defense for Coach Vandenberg, you know, it's hit and miss. Other than Breen and the Breen twins, other than that, heck, you've held Fairfield to 4 points. So, I mean, I think you kind of got to have two different sets of defensive rules. You've got to have a rule for if a Breen is on you or if you're guarding a Breen, and then a rule if you're guarding everybody else. Because if you're guarding a Breen and they're in your area, you better get a hand up on the approach, because they've obviously shown they've got six threes right now, and that's a problem.
Four of the threes came from Delaney Breen. She's just been lights out tonight, and her sister has two.
Yep.
Okay, so Delaney Breen's got 16. Danielle Breen has 8. Only two other Trojans have scored. Mallory Lyon has 2. Blank layup, and Pasha has another one that also was a point blank layup. So again, you identify those two shooters, you slow them down, you cool them off, and you keep getting the ball inside. I think good things will happen for West Burlington. But you know, here it is, a tale of two different styles. Both teams have 10 field goals, but all those three pointers by Fairfield has been the lead. So 28-24 is the score at the half, as we hear Mark Eveleth on his swan song as the head music man out here at West Burlington. He's retiring this year after 35 years, so this will be his last home pep band game here at West Burlington. So hats off to Mark Eveleth, wrapping up a fine career. And some sad news out of Iowa City. I had not heard this over the weekend. Just got the official press release email from Matt Weitzel. Mac McCausland passed away over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Age of 75, natural causes. Mac played under the great Ralph Miller back in the 60s.
Yep.
And, of course, father of Kent McCausland that had a great run with Tom Davis and back in the Ryan Bowen and J.R. Koch era. Yeah. And, of course, he was a color man for many years on the TV and radio broadcast.
He was a color man, and he was a commercial insurance guy like I was. So, and Kenny went into Dad's family business and works for the same firm. And so, his son Ken McCausland graduated the year that I was coming into Iowa. He was coming out, but, you know, Ken and I became good friends over the years. And, Mac was a great guy, always very nice to talk to when he came to a lot of Iowa basketball games over the years and did some Big Ten, you know, stuff for him. And, I believe Ken's mom might have passed away here just in the last couple of years from cancer. So, yeah, obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to the McCausland family. Just a terrific guy. Yeah, I didn't know that. I hadn't seen that yet.
Just that just again, I still got all the official media press releases from Steve Rowe and Matt Weitzel up there. And this was just sent out here a few minutes ago. And trying to see if doesn't say we survived. It doesn't say anything about his wife, but I think you're right that she maybe passed away. But
yeah, and I'm not
survived
sure they
by
were, if they were Kent, still married. But
yeah,
but
Kent and daughter Amy, and they Mac leaves behind a lot of memories. Lot of memories. So a tip of the headset to the McCausland family. And again, yeah, thoughts and prayers to Kent and Amy and their family, and the Hawkeyes mourn the loss of a great broadcaster and a great player, and of course the dad of another great player, one of the three-point record holders in Kent McCausland. So a little bit of a sad note there as we continue halftime here at West Burlington at Senior Night. The girls trail by four. We'll be back with the second half in 3 minutes right here on KBUR.
Talk from the White House. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden promising to take action on a pipeline from Russia to Europe if Russia takes any action against Ukraine.
The notion that Nord Stream 2 would go forward with an invasion by the Russians is just not going to happen.
Nord Stream 2 is a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. The president made the comments after a meeting with the new German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. President Biden has been working to solidify support among NATO nations for economic sanctions against Russia if it moves ahead with an invasion. About 100,000 Russian troops are assembled near the border with Ukraine. Saying the lower court acted too close to the 2022 election cycle, the Supreme Court has put on hold a lower court ruling that Alabama must draw new congressional districts before the 2022 elections. That means the upcoming elections will be conducted under a map drawn by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature that contains one majority black district in a state where more than a quarter of the population is black. Ohio's Supreme Court has rejected a second set of state house district maps that retain strong Republican majorities as gerrymanders and sent them back to try again. The White House reacting as several states have announced they are preparing to end school mask mandates.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission. There are also a number of other mitigation measures that we've put in place, but that continues to be CDC guidance.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, a short time ago, California announced it will end its mask mandate February 15th, but masks will still be required for school children, and it will lift its negative test requirement to visit hospitals and nursing homes. Connecticut, New Jersey, and Delaware have all announced changes to their mandates. America's listening to Fox News.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Photo claims not available in all states or situations.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
And here we go. Half number two. Mike's looking to climb out of a four-point deficit against visiting Fairfield tonight. It's senior night at the gym. And I got a little eye contact communication with my buddy Kenna Marlowe here at halftime, and I'll just say this, she looks pretty relaxed. I think they've got a good plan coming into the second half as West Burlington starts this half on offense. Here's Marlowe on the far side, looks for the three, instead feeds it inside to Bentz, can't get it to go, rebound Fairfield.
Yeah, got a good look. I mean, again, they got what they were trying to do, but just shots not falling.
And now here's Breen, thinks about a three, decides to kick it over to Allison. Now it's Breen on the other side. I mean, West Burlington's done a nice job of keeping the ball out of the paint for the most part. And there is one shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound to Bentz. Now here's Richards and Havner right in front of us.
really extending that Fairfield 2-3 zone, especially at the top.
Marlowe's three is off. Rebound to Zawo. Bence gets it back to Marlowe with the elbow. That seven-footer, no good. Zawo, rebound, put back for two.
She's having a day. She's got 8 points so far. Which, that's leading the Falcons right now in scoring.
So 26-28, your score. Falcons down two as they get a easy pass inside to Allison, but stolen away by Zawo. Here comes Bence on the run out. Blocked. Rebound. Put back. Got it. Quick start for the Falcons here, Cody.
Yeah, they're, getting the ball inside. Transition offense. That's what they're going to have to do because their half-court offense has not been effective versus that 2-3 zone.
There's Pesha inside. They got inside that Falcon zone for an easy shot from 2 feet out. Fairfield back up two.
The zone offense of Fairfield doesn't put anybody at the high post. Well, just yet. Now as I say that, there they go. But, they need to get that ball to that elbow area. That's a killer for any zone defense.
And they tried it right there, but the quick hands of Danielle Breen on the steal. And here's her sister, Delaney Breen, her fifth three of the night. 33-28, Fairfield leads. 5.5 to go in the third quarter.
Just the Breen twins, I've been very impressed with their ability to catch and shoot.
Oh. Cross-court pass to Bench. She's bounced out of bounds, but no foul. Now they get inside to Havner. Her little runner is no good. They're letting a lot of contact go tonight.
They were letting a lot of contact go, but I also think that was a makeup because they also looked like a Falcon player stepped out of bounds by about a foot. And they didn't call it, so. Good inside out for Fairfield.
Now ball fake and dribble drive, kind of the Euro step. Oh, my gosh, you're going to give it to her. I thought he was going to call the foul.
I thought he was going to call travel.
I mean, the travel.
Touch her.
Crime and he called the foul on Zawo. That's her second.
Wow.
Team's first this half. And it was Breen that goes in, does the Euro step, and then kind of another step. And I didn't see any. Now, we're 70 feet away. But
we had a better angle than he did.
Of course. But it would have been a travel, I think, in a lot of gyms. But is what it is. She's
going to
count the basket
this.
And shoot the free throw, and now they're up seven.
Quietly, since even though they're at the other end. But, now they're coming at us. Maybe they heard what you said. Somebody lose a contact.
Yep, somebody lost contact down here on the baseline.
Oh, and now we get to play the game of put 10 people on the ground looking for a contact.
Okay, well, so we'll recap. West Burlington tied it up at 28, scored the first two buckets of the second half, but then the Trojans charged right back, and now are up seven off a three-pointer, a two, and an and-one, and now another bucket.
They got it.
So.
They got it. There we go.
Darn, that was one of the Breen girls' contacts, too, so... Fairfield doesn't want their vision going awry.
You don't want somebody that's got close to scoring 20 already to...
So 28-35, Falcons trail, 4:50 to go in the third quarter, and Fairfield at the line to try to go up eight. That'd be the biggest...
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Are they going to call the... No, he counted that basket.
He counted the basket, so she got the basket, and now she's... She's got the and one opportunity, which...
So she's got two.
Which, again, it looked like a travel. And the travel was not called, and instead they called a foul on Zawo. So that's... And...
Free throw.
The free throw, so that's a three-point play.
3, 6, 9, 11, 14, 22 for her by my count. 36-28 as Marlo gets it inside. Stolen away, but she gets it back. And Kenna kicks it back out front to Havner, who does have the lone three of the night for the Falcons. Marlo cross court to Havner. Nice feed to Zawo. Turnaround shot, strong. Rebound bent. She got hammered. No call now. A jump ball's called. I mean, Abby got plowed into on the rebound, and it'll be Fairfield ball with no call made.
Yep. And Fairfield's, if this thing gets physical, that's advantage Fairfield. They're starting to... West Burlington wants to play fast. They want to move around you. Fairfield wants to wrestle with you, bang you.
Oh, my goodness gracious sakes. That one's got Coach Vandenberg off the off his bench, and it was a simple drive by Dunlap. She missed a shot, a little bit of contact.
Yeah, and that's on Richards, and that is her
first, team second. And at the line is Dunlap, made the first one, her first points of the night. She's a 70, no, is that, who is that shooting?
Two. Yeah. Dunlap.
Yeah, 63% free throw shooter. Second one is up and rolls over the front of the rim. It's in. So 38-28, 10-point lead, biggest lead of the night for anybody.
You know, one question I don't know, Casey. Oh, three by Zabo from the corner.
Way to go, Stacy.
Her first three gives her 11.
Look away for a minute, and West Burlington gets a shot up and makes it. So that three by Zawo, a big bucket for the Falcons. 38-31, your score.
So my question is on a Monday game, are these schools allowed to have practice on a Sunday night? As a three goes in by
another three-pointer.
Lisk. That's her first bucket of the night. Another three.
Back up 10. That three by Zawo did end a 10-0 run by Fairfield. And then they come right back and make another one and steal it away from the Falcons. My answer is I don't know.
Yeah.
My answer is I don't think so, based on what I know some of the Falcon families were doing yesterday, which involved some travel. So I don't think they went yesterday or last night, but I don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, it'd just be hard to go into a game and not really be able to walk through or any of that, but sometimes it's just hard with scheduling to get some of these non-conference games played when most teams play on Tuesdays and Fridays.
So 41-31, your score. Falcons trailing a red-hot Fairfield team that puts another three up, and you bet. Delaney Breen, I'm going to have to make another column for her.
Yep.
She's got 25, putting on a Caitlin Clark show.
Yeah.
44-31, here's Richards. Indizawa is stolen away, and finally a foul called on Fairfield.
Yeah, they, you know, again, they're trying to get the ball to the middle, but Fairfield is just really physical on how they approach that. And
who'd they call that foul on?
They called that on number two.
I already had her for two, but...
And they've got that down as her first, but... Yeah,
I got her. Oh, I got her for two free throws. Yeah. And that's her first.
And let's see, that...
And we just had a bucket in front of us as we're trying to sort all this out. Who got that? I think it was Richards.
Yeah, I don't...
Nope, see. I think it was Bentz. How many points do they have Bentz for? We're going to do a little math here. They called timeout.
12?
Bentz has 10...
I've already got her for that.
6, 8. So it wasn't her. 3, 5 for 14. Okay, that's right. 23 has 2, 4, 6, 8. 11. They got Zawa for 13 up there?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Sam, or Stacy. Sam's her sister, I think.
Yeah.
So Zawa made that last one. So 44-33. Oh, Sam's a brother.
Yep. Sam's a little brother, seventh grader.
Sam Zawa. I'm not so sure there wasn't a Samantha Zawo. There was. I'm getting confirmation.
Sam's sitting up there. He's got the sweatshirt to the left of Dad facing us.
So in the Zawo house, when they yell Sam, they got to yell which one? Because there's a Samantha and a Sam. What? Oh, the dad is Sam too?
I don't know about the dad.
We're getting, Great River Health athletic trainer Aaron Bush giving us some production background help here on our research team. And either way, it was a big bucket by Zawo and a miss and a foul on Fairfield as West Burlington was getting back into their offense. That foul was on number 15, who is Lisk, her first second team foul. So at one point, the fouls were 6-2 on the night. Now it's at least up to 6-4 as Bentz will shoot two. Missed the first. That's rare.
They've got to start making free throws and, you know, easy points to keep them in this game.
And that one's in and out. Bentz just 1 for 3 from the free throw line tonight, which is very rare. She shoots 83% on the season. Steal, Marlowe, but couldn't quite control it. Breen came up with it. Here comes Fairfield. Up 11, minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Breen traveled again, no call. I should say, in my humble opinion, on some of these travels that I'm calling. They drive it right into Zawo. They're going to get Stacy for the foul, I do believe. So that's Zawo's third foul. We'll keep an eye on that. Third team foul as Dunlap heads back to the line. She is 2 for 2 from the line tonight.
JV boys walking past us with their heads down, so I'm going to assume that was a Falcon JV loss.
Yes. She missed them both, but guess what? They got the rebound. Now Breen out front. Into the corner is Lyon. Now here's Breen again looking for her 6-3. Doesn't get it. This time Marlowe almost steals it away from her. Oh, they save it. Barely saved it. Now this time Havner steals it. Off to the races is Taryn. Nice move at the
there
bucket.
There we go.
Nice move, Taryn. Havner has 7. And they cut into that 10-point lead, 44-35. Falcons trailing. Minute to go in the third quarter.
Yep, and West Burlington going to a man-to-man and what they call their T1 defense, which is you're seeing Marlowe flat-out face guard number one for Fairfield. Basically going to say we're going to try to do everything we can to not let her even touch the ball. So they're going to be in full denial on Delaney Breen by McKenna Marlowe, and then everybody else is just basic man-to-man principles.
Okay, so not a boxing one, but kind of a man extra, if you
yeah.
will. Huh? Okay.
It's a man, but we're going to really try to deny number one the ball.
Now a dribble drive is up and no good by Fairfield. Here's a long three up off the back of the rim. It was Lisk who missed that one. And here comes West Burlington. 24 seconds left, down 9 in the third quarter. Marlowe, Havner. In the corner is Bentz. Rolls around and through. Abby Bentz.
She had a good game.
Bucket. And a travel. On Fairfield, 7 seconds left in the third quarter. West Burlington can cut that lead to 4. And no full court pressure by Fairfield. I'm shocked. They're going to let him inbound it and dribble it down court. Here comes Bentz. Havner. Cross court to Bentz. Drive. Pull up. Bang!
Got it.
At the buzzer. Huge bucket by Abby Bentz on senior night to cut that lead to 44-39. Back with the fourth quarter after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
44-39, Falcons trail in the girls game. First of a senior night doubleheader here. Casey Fleming and Cody Van Fleet at West Burlington High School. Talk about a quarter of runs. West Burlington scores the first 4. Fairfield scores the next 10. And then the last part of the quarter, it was an 11-6 West Burlington advantage, including 2 straight buckets down the stretch by Bentz to cut into that lead. 39-44, and West Burlington has all the momentum right now.
Yep. Yeah, they were, you know, this thing was starting to run away, and they needed to make a little run. Now, Fairfield did outscore them by 1 in that quarter, and you want to try to turn that around, but they got to start this first 4 minutes off quickly. And
And steal by Breen. Easy layup for Delaney Breen.
That's not the way to do it.
And Fairfield really extending that zone defense, which led to that steal by Breen and the runout.
Yeah.
Now here's Havner to Marlow in the corner. Her three's good. Way to go, Freddie.
You know, that's her first basket of the night. And so somebody averaging 14 points a game, they need her to start getting hot in this quarter.
Now here's Zawo. Unfortunately got beat on the post that time. Good little backside steal by Kelsey Pasha. Her sixth point of the night, 48-42. Fairfield leads. Fourth quarter. Zawo, nice feed from Kenna. And another bucket for Stacy on senior night.
Good set play there by the Falcons. They pass it to the wing. They basically dribble it back up to the top, and then they overload it to try to either get a wide open three on the weak side or Zawo wide open underneath. That time they extend it out. Zawo's wide open.
Falcons trail by four back in 30 seconds after this break on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Well, another little mini run. We're seeing the momentum kind of ebb and flow here late in the fourth quarter here at West Burlington. The girls trail by four. The boys game coming up after this. Your score is Fairfield 48, West Burlington 44. You can feel West Burlington starting to get to a little bit better offensive flow at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously having McKenna Marlow get those two fouls early really took her, it took her completely out. She just scored her first basket in the fourth quarter. So, you know, the Fairfield, Delaney Breen has been advertised, leading scorer for the team. She's having a phenomenal night. The Falcons need McKenna Marlow to come up offensively and do what she's done for these Falcons for the last couple years.
Now West Burlington goes back in zone as Breen is guarded by Marlow. Or they've gone.
Nope, they're going back to that T1 man where they're going to try to deny Delaney Breen as much as they can with Marlow.
I even think it's just a straight box and one now.
Yeah.
And foul on the Falcons. This one is on 14. Looks like Taryn Havner. Her first, team's fourth. No bonus. They'll take it out underneath their own basket, Will Fairfield. Breen to Lyon. Back to Breen. Three-pointers. No good. Rebound, Zawo. Stacy's playing big here on senior night. Falcons down four. Here comes Marlow to Havner.
They're just going to keep running that same play. They were ready for it that time.
It was the quick hands of Anna Dunlap and another over-the-top pass. Got to throw those bounce passes, keep them low, because the quick hands of Fairfield have stolen a bunch of them tonight. Danielle Breen out front looking to get it to her three-point shooting sister. But Kenna's right there, denying her the ball in this box and one type of defense there. And now a run and hook shot by Danielle Breen. They say, you're going to stop Delaney, we'll just send Danielle at you. 50-44, Fairfield leads.
And again, she got to the high post. She was able to make her move to the right and got a good look.
Marlow cross court to Richards. Goes hard to the basket. Hey, she got it.
There we go.
Riley Richards has five on the night. Back to four-point deficit for the Falcons. Breen to Breen, trying to get it inside to Lyon. Nothing there. Good defense by Richards.
We're starting to see a little more slowdown of Fairfield trying to protect this lead.
Dribble drive and a crazy shot by Anna Dunlap. Man, oh man, was that fortunate, I'll go with. She kind of heaved it up from under the basket. Got it to go 52-46. 4.5 to go. Richards, cross court. Bentz, three.
They needed it. They needed it, and they got it.
That was dead eye. Back of the rim and straight down for Abby. 52-49. Here come the Falcons.
That's a huge bucket for the Falcons to cut this lead to three with 4.5 to go.
There's Lyon driving on the left side, and going to be an and one. It was Mallory Lyon that drove all the way underneath the basket, stopped, stepped back, and was fouled by Havner, her second. Basket was good, and one. Here comes the free throw. Man, every time West Burlington gets something going, Fairfield seems to respond.
And I know it's on the opposite side, but I'm just telling you what, I did not see.
I didn't see anything
didn't
there
see
either.
That one either. I mean, this is physical as Fairfield's been on this side of the floor.
No, I didn't see anything.
No. Very.
Now Havner, free throw line. No good. Rebound, Richards battling.
Which hurts me to say that because I've just never criticized the high school, Southeast Iowa high school official in my career.
So. And another touch foul. It was Marlo picking up her third, it looks like. And that's the team's six. So now fouls have mounted 6-10. 10-4 in favor of the Falcons. That's not a stat you want to lead in as Lyon goes to the line. Makes, nope, in and out. Missed the first.
So it's 6-2 this half. You wait, Casey. In the next minute, we're going to see 1-2 fouls be called against Fairfield. And all of a sudden, that thing's going to go 6-4.
Lyon made the second. She's got 4 points. The lead is 7. That's a kick. Apparently it wasn't a kick. Breen somehow stole it away from the Falcons. And now they're saying it's out of bounds off of... Well, both sets of fans. They gave it to West Burlington. And the Fairfield faithful not happy. Both Coach Pesha and Coach Vandenberg on their feet after that little exchange. Zawo in the corner. Cross court. Havner gets a three off. Long. Rebound. Marlo, she's banged on her way to the basket. Tough move by Kenna, and couldn't get it to go, but she'll shoot a couple free throws. Hopefully cut it to 5.
It's Brinley Allison called for that one. I believe that is her first, team's third.
First free throw by Marlo is good. She's got 4, one free throw and the three-pointer. Let's see if they press off this made free throw. Let's hope she makes it first. And she does. Nope. Timeout. Coach Vandenberg going to try to rally the troops. They're down just 5 with 3.5 to go. Back with the rest of this one with the Falcons trailing 56-51. Back in a minute here on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Well, after the two made free throws by McKenna Marlowe, Falcons trail 56-51, and here comes the full court press by West Burlington. I think it's the first time we've seen it this half.
Yeah, because we haven't shot any free throws.
So back and forth. Fairfield taking their time. They got it up and over. It was close.
Yeah, didn't have anybody in the middle.
Now it's Breen and Breen out front. They are just back in their 1-3-1 zone. They get it inside to Lyon. Good defense. Oh, Christ. I mean.
Oh, they're going to call that, and that's a fourth.
So that it is. And it's one of those things that in basketball, even if the defender's moving, when the offensive player creates the contact, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Either let it go or you call the push, but nothing doing there. Breen goes to the line, you know she's going to make it.
It had nothing to do. It didn't impede anything. She didn't lose her dribble. It changed nothing. And she just had her head down, her shoulder down, and she was just dribbling right through, which misses the second. So as Rasheed Wallace used to say, ball don't lie.
Well, the only good thing about that possession was she did miss the second,
yeah,
which maybe gets into her mind a little bit of, oh, maybe I'm not as red hot as I was in the first half. And she hasn't shot the ball nearly as much as they've changed the defense up quite a bit. Marlowe, shot, no good. And rebound comes up to Pesha. Long pass down to Breen and stolen away by Marlowe. Here comes West Burlington.
Fast break opportunity here.
Marlowe to Summers. In the corner is Richards. West Burlington not quite sure what offense are in. There we go. Oh, they try to get it into Zawo. Can't have put too much on that one. Turnover Falcons.
Yeah, I think, Fairfield's here the last 4 or 5 minutes has done a good job of sniffing that play out. The Falcons have ran it to the same side here quite a few times, so.
Ooh. 57-51, your score. Falcons trailing Fairfield, visiting Fairfield here on senior night. There's a shot up by Lyon. Miss. Rebound Falcons. Here comes Marlowe. Trailing by 7. Less than 2 minutes to go. The clock becomes a big part of what's going on tonight. Oh, a long 3. Up and no good by Bentz. Rebound.
How's it
not a jump ball?
Yeah, lucky we didn't get called for a foul there either, because
they should have called the jump first, then there's maybe a foul after that by Zawa, but nothing called. Minute and a half to go. Falcons down 6. Big time stop needed here.
You know,
and there it is. Steal. Bentz, she picked the pocket of Breen. Abby's off to the races. Misses a shot. Rebound Marlowe. Put back no good. They're like bowling pins out here and no call. What do they call it? Travel?
Yep.
You're kidding
travel.
Me.
Yep.
You are kidding me.
Oh.
Coach Vandenberg wants a timeout with the Falcons down 6. We'll keep it right here. And again, admittedly, we are 30 feet, 22 feet from the Falcon basket,
yeah,
and about 80 feet or however long this gym is from the Fairfield basket. The contact on this end of the court is twice what the contact is on the other end of the court, and the fouls are 11-5.
Yeah. You know, and Southeast Iowa Conference has tried to do a better job to They've tried to bring in officials from the outside area. I don't know these three guys. I've never seen them before, I don't think, in a game. But it's hard. I mean, it is so hard to be a high school official nowadays. Now, there's some things I would say they do to make it harder on themselves. Like,
yeah.
Do they watch this YouTube game the next day and try to see what they did right or wrong? I don't know. Maybe they do.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I've had various conversations with folks about this, and this is, I suppose I say it's opinion-based. Others would say that there's data that supports the need for three guys. But, man, if you had two really good officials instead of three average ones, if you work hard, you can do a high school game with two. But anyway, we're not going to belabor that much longer as Fairfield will be taking the ball out from West Burlington's end line. Falcons trail by 6, minute and a half, minute 12 to go. Here's Breen over to Allison cross court, and up over the timeline is Fairfield.
Oh,
they're just milking clock now.
Yeah. I mean, they got to get a foul or something, or really put the pressure on. And you can't have Michaela getting a foul because she's got 4. So we either gotta find somebody to foul, or
45 seconds. You got to foul. You're down 6. They're not going to shoot it. Well, they call finally a foul away from the ball. Who's it on?
Yeah.
Can't see. 20. Bentz. Abby Bentz, that's her first foul, team's 8th. So they'll put Kelsey Pesha on the line. She is a 35% free throw shooter, has not shot one tonight. She's got 3 field goals. Left-handed. Kind of has a little
coach's kid, though.
A little right-footed kick. We saw coach's kid ice Notre Dame last week.
Yep.
The Heligan kid.
Yep. coach's kid in the final minute, you throw the stats out the window.
And there it is. Got them both.
Speaking of coach's kid, a little shout out to Gavin Keyes on the great game he had on Saturday night, former Nike, playing for the SEC Blackhawks.
So they're down eight, trying to feed it inside to Richards.
Oh, that's a jump ball. It's got to be a jump.
They do call a jump, but it goes possession the other way. Arrow favors Fairfield.
Okay, so they're up. Looks like they're going to try to go. Let's still press, not full. Oh, they had it.
They threw it right over the top. 30 seconds left. Falcons down eight. Coach Vandenberg just begging for a foul. Nobody's fouling. 20 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, and again, Marlowe's got four. She can't. She fouls out down.
Seconds left. Zawo gets a steal. Too little, too late, though. She dribbles the distance. Got the layup. Just in and out. Rebound comes down to Breen, and that's going to do it. So your final score of game one of our high school senior night doubleheader from West Burlington is visiting Fairfield 59 and West Burlington 51. Too much Delaney Breen tonight for the Falcons. We'll recap this one and start our pregame for the boys' tilt right after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch, we know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Final score in game one of our high school doubleheader on senior night here at West Burlington. It's visiting Fairfield, upping their record to 11-7 on the campaign. Falcons fall to 15-6 as Fairfield outshot the Falcons 59-51. Came down to one thing, Delaney Breen.
Yeah, she went all Caitlin Clark on us tonight. And just, I don't know what her shooting percentage was. I didn't keep track of her misses, but she made more shots than she missed. She shot over 50%, I can promise you that. And, it didn't matter if it was from the corner, from the wing, top of the key. She made her free throws. I had her 3-for-3 from the line. Didn't have a lot of fouls. She had an all-around great game, and she was impressive. She came in with a good game plan, and just got hot. And that's the tale of the two best players. You've got Delaney Breen, hit a couple shots early. The first shot, she actually made two free throws before she made her first three shots that she made were threes. And then on the flip side of that, you got the Falcons leading scorer, McKenna Marlowe, picked up two fouls in the first 3.5 minutes of the game, had to come and sit, and just never could get in an offensive rhythm all night long. So you go from, having Marlowe that averages 14.5 a game, then finishes with 5, and those two players were the keys to the game, both positively and, negatively, I guess.
One good thing to see is a very strong game from senior Stacey Zawo. She wraps up her senior campaign here at home with a very strong performance tonight. 15 points to go with 7 or 8 rebounds. A nice game by Stacey, and she hit a big three late to cut into the lead. I think she hit that three to cut the lead down into 4. And just nice to see a senior really step up and knock down 15 big points for Coach Vandenberg and the Falcons. Abby Vance had her usual 14 points. She was her aggressive self and played well. 7 points for Taryn Havner, had 5 for Riley Richards, 2 points for Isabella Bloffus, and a five-point effort tonight for McKenna Marlowe. And over on the other side, my math has Breen for 27.
Yeah.
And one, two, three, six of them were from distance. So
yeah.
A six, I think she might have been 6 for 8 or 6 for 9.
Yeah.
From the three-point line, and that's the story. 27 of their 59 points came from Delaney Breen, the 5'6 senior, and her sister had 10. Dunlap had 4. Lyon had 6, and Pacia had 6. Lisk had 1-3 to round out the scoring, but that was a one-girl show.
Yeah, and she's averaging 15.5 a game, and her three-point percentage on the season, 21% from the three. She shot a little better than 21% tonight. So
I'd say so.
So, I mean, you look at she's 30. Her sister, Danielle, is 21. She's 31, but still.
Which still.
Still.
Is, yeah.
You know, if she shoots 9 threes, she's only supposed to make 3 of them, not 6. So yeah, she had a day. She had a great performance. You got to, you know, tip your cap off to them. And, I guess if you're Coach Vandenberg, okay, it's a loss. It's a non-conference loss. You're 15-6. That's a good, you know, 3A squad. Fairfield improves to 11-7. So they're gonna be in a position, you know, now that that's a good tune-up win to kind of get them ready for the last push of the conference season. So the next two opponents, Fairfield girls on February 8th go at Knoxville. And then West Burlington's got Comanche on February 12th, which is the first round of districts. So, and I don't know if that's here or not.
I'm trying to find that out. This darn.
Because
I've got a love-hate relationship with the. Here we go.
Quick stats or whatever they call it now.
With varsity bound. It's kind of hard to find teams sometimes. But here we go. You got to do some searching. Got to get down to W. Wilton, Westwood, Western Christian. Okay, here we go. West Burlington. So they play. It is here.
Yeah.
Class 3A Region 4 quarterfinal.
Well, I know the
Comanche at West Burlington. I think Comanche knocked West Burlington out 2 years ago, but I think Comanche is who he beat, I think, last year to advance and take a step towards state. So that's 7 o'clock this Saturday.
I think they've announced the boys are going to play here on the 14th. So there'll be two district games going on here on the 14th because the junior high boys basketball game here that was supposed to be on the 14th has now been moved to the 15th. So yeah, I just got word of that today. So, yeah, there is both these teams, you know, all of these teams now, the districts are set. You know, teams now know who's in their district, who's in their sub-state. For 3A, like with Fairfield here, they call it sub-state because, you know, why not do everything completely different all over Iowa high school basketball? But yeah, it's a little different, but yeah, great effort tonight by Fairfield's guard Delaney Breen, and man, did she put on a show. Impressive to watch.
Final score of the girls game in game one of our doubleheader is Fairfield 59 and the Falcons 51. We'll see if the boys can rebound and make this a split with the victory coming up after this break right here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mask mandates falling. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Several states making changes to COVID rules in the coming weeks, including New Jersey, which will drop its school mask mandate next month.
Governor Phil Murphy says it's a step back toward a sense of normal that will take effect March 7th.
The statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. Additionally, we will lift the statewide mandate in all child care settings.
Murphy thanked what he said is the vast majority of New Jerseyans whose compliance, he says, allows the decision. But even after March 7th, when the state mandate ends, individual districts may still dictate within schools and daycares if masks will be worn. Also, individuals can still mask up on their own. Murphy urged discipline against those who demean that personal choice. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Connecticut is lifting its school mask mandate requirement later this month, but Governor Ned Lamont is leaving it up to districts to determine if they want to keep them in place. In California, the indoor mandate is being lifted for vaccinated people a week from tomorrow, but masks will still be required in schools. President Biden promising the U.S. and NATO allies will take action against Russia if it moves against Ukraine.
We will impose the most severe sanctions that have ever been imposed, economic sanctions. And there will be a lot to pay for that down the road.
The president with a comment after meeting one-on-ones with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and also saying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that's set to deliver natural gas from Russia to Germany would be blocked if escalations continue. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in line with President Biden saying sanctions will be ready against Russia and he will ask Parliament for sanctions against certain Russian individuals. He's also considering sending fighter planes and warships to protect southeastern Europe. America is listening to Fox News.
Inflation just broke a nearly 40-year record thanks to Biden's out-of-control spending, and every second that goes by, you are losing more and more of your hard-earned savings. But you can fight back. Instead of letting Democrats treat your savings like their own piggy bank with trillions spent on their radical far-left agenda, you can protect what you've earned by converting your IRA or 401k into gold with Birch Gold Group. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett, and I'm one of Birch Gold's many happy customers. To learn how to set up your own gold IRA, get a free 20-page info kit when you text the word SHELTER to 989898. Gold-backed IRAs make it simple to ensure your savings will be there when you need it in a tax-sheltered account. No matter what happens in Washington, D.C., text SHELTER to 989898 right now to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. There is nothing to buy. No obligation at all. Text SHELTER 989898. Take action. Do it today.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. It was a somewhat volatile and mixed day on Wall Street as investors are paying attention to what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. Spirit and Frontier Airlines teaming up to create a new discount airline, the nation's fifth biggest carrier, and they could pick a new name. Peloton shares soared on potential takeover talks with speculation that Amazon, Apple, or Nike could buy it. And it's on sale. Peloton was worth $50 billion last year. Last Friday, it was worth $8 billion. On tomorrow's watch list, we get the latest on how small business owners are feeling about the economy. Earnings are coming tomorrow from Pfizer, Harley-Davidson, Warner Music, Chipotle, Lyft, and Peloton. The World Agriculture Expo is on in Tulare, California, with 100,000 attendees. Hollywood stars are hoping for phone calls tomorrow morning as the Academy Award nominations will be announced. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
High school basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinesmith Flooring America, Bickle Cycling and Fitness on Agency in Burlington, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
And joined by Cody Van Fleet, courtside here at West Burlington High School, where the Fairfield girls got the opener 59-51, and the West Burlington boys look to up in Fairfield to balance out tonight's record and make it a split. And we are courtside here right on the floor. I love being down here. We are right at the end of the Falcons bench, so we're close to all the action, especially in the second half with the Falcons right in front of us. And just before we wrap things up on the girls' game, a little bit of insider info. Talk to Dr. Scott Gleason from Great River Health System, our sports orthopedic surgeon. Scott was a standout athlete over at Fairfield, played with the great Wilmot Wellington, went on to a great career up at UNI, and Scott played football at Drake. But anyway, we were just talking about the game there during the break, and he was asking about, he just got here a little bit ago, and I was telling him about the Breen girl that's 27 and made all these threes. He's like, oh yeah, her grandpa was, he was the coach back when the girls won their only state championship in school history. So it all kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I go, how long ago? He goes, I don't know. It's back when they played like half court. I go, that was back in my day, 6-on-6. So a long lineage of basketball for the Breen family. So a little bit more, just a little bit more history behind that fine performance by the Breen.
Two pretty good Breen ball players. Sisters, I mean, they definitely have a, can definitely see the talent. Absolutely.
And now we turn the page and focus on the boys' game. A little bit of a different story. I mean, West Burlington has a 9-10 record, but they are 8-8 in the league, which is pretty solid. I mean, you got New London, Danville, Waco all having stellar campaigns, and West Burlington at 500, 8-8 in the South standings, 9-10 overall. They're young. They start one freshman. They start a sophomore and a junior and a junior, and then they got the senior, Austin Applegate. So they're young. They're learning, and they've probably won a few games they didn't expect to win. They probably lost a few games they didn't expect to lose. So that comes with youth, but they're improving. I've watched them play, and again, I think the improvement's what I've seen most from the Falcons as the year has gone on.
Yeah, you know, and talking to Coach O'Hearn, you know, I haven't got a chance to watch a lot of games. I got a chance to coach a JV game last week, but you know, they've gone through a lot this year. Like you said, young team, you know, really trying to figure out, you know, what they do. And one thing I said about West Burlington at the pregame of the first game tonight, these two coaches at West Burlington will go out and play anybody, more so than other teams in this league. You know, the fact that they're playing Fort Madison, BHS, Fairfield, you name it, they're playing really good teams on top of the schedule that's already a gauntlet of a conference schedule. So, you know, yeah, they've lost 4 out of 5, and I don't think that record is, you know, really a good measure of what kind of a team this is. This is a team that had a lot of talk about it being a Southeast Super Conference, you know, a contender against New London at the beginning of the season. And, you know, they've got two games left against Keokuk and Central Lee after tonight. And so they've got another 3A squad on the 8th. They got to play Keokuk at Keokuk. So a young team, gone through a lot of challenges, both illnesses, injuries, and COVID. And, you know, hopefully they can get prepared. But, yeah, should be an interesting contest tonight.
The differences that stand out to me is, you know, West Burlington comes in a little bit more deliberate, averaging 44 points a game, where Fairfield averages 53.8 points a game. It looks like Fairfield may turn it over a few more times per night, averaging 14 turnovers per game, which tells me maybe they try to get out and run a little bit, and maybe they rush and stuff. But other than that, most of the statistics team-wise are pretty similar, except for rebounding. When you look at rebounding, they average 31 rebounds a game compared to about 20 for the Falcons, because, again, the Falcons slowing it down, playing more deliberately. But offensive rebounds, 11 a game for Fairfield, only 5.5 for the Falcons. And I see some size on the Trojan side of things. They got a 6'4 kid, Max Wheaton, that leads them in scoring. And I'm kind of watching him warm up now. That was one of the things I was going to talk about. Coach O'Brien, he's like, I never watch my kids warm up. It drives me nuts. I'd see them think they're hot and jacking up crazy shots, or I'd see guys getting cold and missing stuff. That's why you never watch them warm up. But what I saw with the Wheaton kid, he looks not just a good-sized 6'4 kid, pretty darn athletic, too.
Yeah.
So when you look at their scoring, Wheaton leads the way 20.6 a game. Then he gets 12.5 from J.J. Lane. They're both juniors. 9 points a game from Tate Allen. 3 points a game from Ryan Higgins, our buddy Rob Higgins' son. Yeah. I don't know where he got his 6'2" height from, but it wasn't his father, I can tell you that. Then on the Falcon side of things, a little more balance. 15 a game from Martin. 10 a game from Figueroa. Then you get 4 from Riley. 7 from Watkins. 5 from Vandenberg. 8 from Applegate. So you got good balance from the Falcons. A little bit more of a two-man show, it looks like, for Fairfield.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things you mentioned to me off-air before the start of this game, you know, Mason Watkins, freshman point guard for West Burlington, didn't score a lot the first 10 games of the season. The last 10 games, he's started to come around, and that's going to be – that's all – you're going to see that a lot with freshmen. Outside of maybe the Porter kid who came in as a freshman in New London, not very many freshmen come in and score a lot. I had Xavier Williams start for me as a freshman at Notre Dame. Didn't score many points in his first 10 games as a freshman. So, you know, that's going to be a difference tonight. Is late in the season, can Mason start? At this point, nobody's a freshman. You've all, you know, you've been through it now. You've seen it. But, yeah, should be a good one.
And they're announcing starters right now, so we'll keep it right here as we get ready for the tip-off. We had the anthem before the girls' game, so looks like the starters for Fairfield are going to be Lane, Wheaton, and Allen, Hunter Caccini, and who am I missing? 14. You got Higgins starting?
I don't know. I can't see. Now they got the lights off.
So
again.
The lights are
five.
Out. Here come
Haynes.
Evan Haynes, a 6-foot senior guard, rounds out the starter. So Higgins comes off the bench.
So funny story, you know, you talk about O'Brien never watching a warm-up. Tim Walsh, our associate head coach back during the last two championships, he was the guy that would have to come out and do the warm-ups, and then I was the young rookie that just made sure the water bottles were filled up and the towels were out. But I don't know if any game that 37-1 team in 03, every single warm-up, Tim Walsh, one of my dearest friends, he'd be so just amped up, and he'd say, like, we're not ready. We're not ready to play. You guys aren't taking this serious. So he'd bring that team in. And again, we had a lot of international guys, a lot of fun-loving Dominican and Puerto Rican guys, and he'd yell at them. And as soon as those lights would turn on, I mean, boom, light switch comes on. Those guys win by 30, 40 most nights. Every single game, Tim, we're going to get blown out. We're not ready to play. I'm like, Tim, relax. We're all right. We're all right. I swear they did it just to frustrate us some nights.
But. Oh, I'm sure. So, again, West Burlington's going to start Martin, Figueroa, Watkins, Vandenberg, and Applegate. And it is senior night. And the lone senior starter, matter of fact, one of only three on the team is Austin Applegate. And the other seniors include Arian Naruzzi and Caleb Allen. And then Gabe Zarita, although they don't have Gabe with a number, so I don't know if Gabe's maybe out with an injury. Either way, we'll keep track of that as the evening goes on. But the lone senior starter for the Falcons is Austin Applegate. And he can get hot from outside. He shoots 40 to about 30% from the three-point line. I've seen him. He's capable of lighting it up. And jumping center is Jace Figueroa, and it's controlled by Fairfield. Keep an eye on Figueroa. I think he's really the guy that makes this team go.
He is. He is an athlete. I coach his little brother who's an eighth grader, and he is an athlete. So.
Well, here we go again. The three-point barrage has started. Evan Haynes with a three to start the scoring for Fairfield. Now a little token pressure by the Trojans. Watkins gets it up with Figueroa, no problem. 3-0 here in the early going. Fairfield. Trojans sit back in a 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Yep. Ooh, a little lob play.
Back play, backdoor lob to Figueroa, no good. And the Trojans off and running.
They went with the old swing action.
Get it inside to Wheaton. Good defense by Hayden Vandenberg. Nobody's going to back in Hayden Vandenberg. Not that middle linebacker. As Wheaton takes it right to Vandenberg. Good defense and the rebound to Figueroa.
Fairfield definitely has the size advantage and the length. Boy, they are, especially on the inside. They've got us by 5-6 inches.
Watkins in the corner out front to Figueroa. Falcons trying to feel out this Fairfield zone. Get it to the elbow to Vandenberg. Kick it back out front and around. Here's a three by Martin. Got it!
And it's, you know, good strategy by Coach O'Hearn. Even though Mason Watkins has been playing the point guard spot, they put Figueroa at the top, who's not quite as good of a three-point shooter as Watkins. Put him over on the wing. There's a steal.
Now a steal by Martin, and he's off to the races. Three from the corner, Austin Applegate. And
you
quick
called it.
Timeout by Michael Flattery. 30-second timeout to slow down these red-hot Falcons who hit back-to-back threes. We'll keep it right here on the break as the Falcons take a 6-3 lead.
Yeah, you called it. You said, you know, Applegate, one of those guys that if he can catch and shoot, he can get out and go. So, you know, obviously we're kind of seeing an opposite. West Burlington shooting the three, similar to the Fairfield girls did. Fairfield boys, similar to the West Burlington girls, are trying to drive it inside, use their physicality, use their strength to, you know, get point-blank shots. So far, we're starting to see an early kind of, okay, here's our game plan. Let's see if this timeout changes anything.
Well, and I'm sure Coach Michael Flattery from Fairfield, he brings the kids out in the 2-3 zone. The last thing you want to see as a coach when you start out in zone is the team raining in threes on you. Now,
yep.
A charge on Wheaton. It was Hayden Vandenberg holding his ground, and Wheaton dropped his shoulder. Charge, that's his first, team's first.
Wheaton, 6'5". He's a very good football tight end. Big-time football player. And, you know, his dad's the head football coach, so you know he's in the weight room.
Oh, he is.
You know he's,
okay.
So you're definitely getting something. You're going to get a tough-nosed football effort out of Wheaton tonight.
Well, and that's going to be combated by Hayden Vandenberg, who's yep. going to be just as tough-nosed. Hayden is hard-nosed in the least. So turnover as Martin traveled. 6-3 in the early going. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Falcons lead. Dribble drive by Allen. Nothing there. Now it's 2 points by J.J. Lane, who got loose in the lane for a nice shot off glass. 6-5, Falcons lead.
Last year when these two teams played each other, Fairfield got the advantage, 65-62, but it was a close game the whole way. Close scoring, high scoring game.
Watkins in the corner, dribbles out of a double team. Back out front is Mason over to Figueroa. They swing it around to Martin. He kicks it over the corner. Figueroa, dribble drive, kicks it. Applegate in the air, no good. Rebound, Fairfield. I'll tell you, I'm going to apologize to the Martin family. I guarantee you that I'm going to call Brady Marcus and Tracy. I'm going to probably call him everything but Brady tonight because I grew up watching his dad and his uncle play across the street at Notre Dame as Fairfield turns it over. Here comes the Falcons on offense, leading 6-5.
It's, you know, the other scouting report from coaches I had talked to about Fairfield is they like to do a 1-2-2 and a 2-3 zone. So it's interesting, you know, going out of it now here, going to man.
Martin kicks it to Figueroa, had a wide open three, decided to dribble drive instead. He stopped at the
Vandy.
At the block. Vandy lets a three fly, no good, rebound to Wheaton. And here comes Wheaton. In the corner is Evan Haynes. Back down to Wheaton on the post. Strong move out of the basket. Vandenberg blocked the shot. And then as he kind of continued the block, he went ahead and got him on the arm and the shoulder. And Wheaton ended up on his back. But you're going to foul, right? So Wheaton will shoot two from the line. First foul on the Falcons and Vandenberg.
Vandenberg almost gave him a look like when he was helping him off the floor, like, hey, sorry about that, but I do got four more waiting for you tonight. So good luck. Good luck with those free throws.
Wheaton is a 71% free throw shooter on the season. First one.
He looks like a tight end.
Or no, wait a minute.
No, he missed his first.
Oh, he missed his first. Okay. He does look like a tight end. So tied at six after the Wheaton free throw. Martin has it stolen away by Lane. He's off to the races.
Boy, Lane is fast.
Nice feed to Evan Haynes for the layup. 8-6, Fairfield lead.
Point guard Lane for Fairfield. Man, he has, he's smaller and he's pretty skinny, but man, he can get out and run.
Vandenberg gets it inside, turns around, left-handed shot, no good. It was one of those shots where I think Hayden was surprised he was that open. And just had too much on and out of bounds off of Fairfield. It'll be West Burlington ball trailing by two. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Inbounds to Martin, tapped out of bounds. Off Martin, right in front of athletic director Jeff Housel. He didn't seem to complain, although athletic directors usually don't.
This has been such a tough year for all coaches at all levels because of, you know, COVID and not knowing what guys are going to be there at practice. And just a very, you know, just talking to some of these local guys.
So a travel called on Evan Haynes as he got loose in the lane. And here comes Watkins leading the point for the Falcons. 8-6 Fairfield in the lead here in the early going. Figueroa right side. Can't go baseline. Kicks it out to Applegate. Stolen away by Wheaton.
Uh-oh.
Here he comes. Trying to throw it down, but what a steal!
Wow.
Whoa, 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 what?
Okay, so...
they call a foul?
No, it looked like it was a foul call, but it was just saying it was out of bounds.
It went out of bounds?
Yeah.
Of course, it was right in front of us, but he was not out of bounds.
Well, again, we had much better position than the guy that...
we did. It was
did not get to his spot.
It was a diving steal. Wheaton hesitated because he was going to go up for the dunk. Figueroa came from behind and stole it, but they said he was out of bounds as Lane misses the elbow jumper. Here comes Brady Martin on the run out.
Nothing hurt. Figueroa, just an absolutely great athletic effort from Figueroa, and nothing hurt. We got the ball back.
And Brady Martin fouled by J.J. Lane on his way to the basket. His first, team second.
So both Wheaton and Lane, the top two players for Fairfield, now each have one early into this first half. So,
substitution for the Falcons, Zach Webb comes in, averages just a point and a half a game. Couple rebounds.
Zach's a sophomore that's been playing on the JV team, and so they've been getting him a few minutes in here and there each.
Applegate's three was wide right, but Fairfield couldn't handle the rebound, and it's out of bounds to the Falcons.
Yeah, they're staying with that man-to-man. Fairfield is respecting West Burlington's ability to shoot the three.
Long three by Martin. No good. Banging around for the rebound. It was Wheaton that came up with it. Falcons trail by two. Lane gets in the lane. Stolen away by Martin. Figueroa got a little piece of the ball on the way up. Now here's Martin into the corner. Watkins, three ball. All got it.
Again, you know, we saw it last week with Delaney at Notre Dame. We're starting to see some of these young guards in the league starting to come out of their shells a little bit. Great shot there by Watkins.
And, of course, we're all aware that Mason got all of his athletic ability from his mother.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. More on that later. So Falcons now lead 9-8 on the Watkins 3, minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Applegate, Figueroa out front. Watkins in the corner. Back out front, he'll reset it. Now Mason, little dribble drive to Webb. Can't get it to go. Rebound Wheaton.
You know, and that's where Zach Webb's got to get a little stronger and be able to finish those. He's got really good length. He's got good size. He's just got to get a little better touch around the basket.
There's Lane working on Figueroa. Man, what a shot by Lane. I didn't think he was going to get it off. Little four-foot runner for the junior. He's got four.
He's got really long arms, too, Lane. He's just...
Now a three by Martin, no good. Rebound Wheaton. Brings it up the court. Slowed down by Figueroa. And here comes Tate Allen. Trying to go fancy with the ball. Mason about picked his pocket. 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Fairfield leading by one with the ball.
They're slowing it down, I think.
So Lane over to Allen. The free throw line, his shot's good.
Good set call there by Fairfield. Just a cross screen with the guy setting it, coming up to the top of the keys, wide open at the free throw line, easy bucket.
12-9 Fairfield leads, 23 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Figueroa out front. Watkins, three, in the air. In and out.
Boy, I thought that was in.
10 seconds left. Fairfield taking their time, bringing it up court. Eight. Lane drives. Stolen away by Applegate. He's going to drive the distance. Kicks it. Figueroa, three. Yes, sir!
Wow.
You can't draw that up on the chalkboard.
No, you know, and I think Coach O'Hearn, because there was about 3 seconds left when they crossed half court, I don't think he wanted the point guard to kick it out to Figueroa because he thought he was going to run out of time. And Figgy
got it
in time. He got it just out of his hands. And
tied at 12 at the end of the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on News Radio, 99.3 and 1490, KBUR and KBUR.com.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Well, it's the three-point basket that led the Fairfield girls to a victory over West Burlington 59-51 in the opener. It's the three-point basket that's keeping the West Burlington boys in this one. Four threes has West Burlington tied with Fairfield at 12 apiece after one period of play, and now we're back for period number two, tied at 12. Here's Brady Martin working on Lane. Don't check that. That's Joey Valdez that just checked in. They get it inside to Webb. He can't hit the turnaround. Rebound Fairfield. Here comes Lane. And he blows right by the Falcons. Wheaton gets it point blank. Easy basket. And Wheaton has something to say there to Zach Webb. We'll keep an eye on that.
Falcons are shooting the ball well, though. They are they're putting up numbers like my daughter Emery did in her Y League game this weekend. Big 10-point game. First double-digit game of her career. So shout out to Em.
Brady Martin, free throw line jumper, ties it back up at 14. Now Fairfield steal. No, check that, a West Burlington steal. I'm looking the wrong way here. Brady Martin has it out front, working on Wheaton. In the corner is Parker Lau, who's checked in. He had it stolen away by Allen. And his run out layup good, a late whistle for the and one. Foul's going to be on Lau, his first, team second.
Yeah, and that's one where Coach O'Hearn's asking, you know, telling the guys, you just got to let him go. I mean.
So Tate Allen will look to capitalize on this three-point play. Allen comes in a 72% free throw shooter, averages 9 points on the campaign. He's got four tonight, looking to add to that and add to the two-point Fairfield lead. Four dribbles, spins it, shoots it, makes it. So Tate Allen puts Fairfield up 17-14. 3 points as far as the teams have been apart this far. It's been a 17-14 lead now. It was 6-3 Falcons early, so back and forth we go. Six and a half to go. Second quarter, Brady Martin out front to Jack Riley, who just came in. His three is good.
Wow.
I don't think Jack's necessarily known as a three-point shooter, but knocked that one down.
He is tonight.
Tied at 17.
I mean, while you love seeing it, you got to, at some point, West Burlington's going to have to balance out the offense.
Nice post move by Max Wheaton. He's got five. And after Wheaton's make, Brady Martin
stepped on the end line,
taking it out of bounds, and now Coach O'Hearn wants a quick 30-second timeout with Fairfield leading 19-17. We'll keep it right here. But Yeah, so West Burlington has 5 threes on the night and 1-2. And the two that we took was a probably 16, 17 footer by Martin. We don't have a single point in the paint yet.
Yeah, no, I mean, 5 threes. And, yeah, it's, I mean, it's good that we're shooting the ball well, but we've got to be able to get a more balanced offense. We, you know, steals, easy layups, getting to the free throw line. I'd like to see us maybe look to attack, especially against Lane and Wheaton. It'd be nice if we get those guys in foul trouble. But
so Falcons trailing by two midway through the second quarter. Here's Wheaton on the inbounds. Out front is Valdez. In the corners, Allen, hounded by Martin, almost picked his pocket. Long three is up and good for Joey Valdez, 5'9 senior guard. That's his first of the year from the stat sheet I have. He was shooting 0% coming in tonight.
Well, he threw his hand up and had a nice little three little thing going on. So
he knew what to do after he made it.
Yeah, he knew. He was ready for that. He's been prepping for that all year.
Caleb Allen also in for the Falcons. So it's Allen, Lau, Riley, Martin, and Webb. And a foul called on Fairfield. Looks like it's on Tate Allen, first. And the team's third. Falcons inbounding from under their own basket. It's Allen into Martin. Out front is Brady. I can't believe I haven't called him Tracy yet. I will, accidentally later. Dribble drive, Martin off glass, no good. Rebound Wheaton.
Good take, just a little strong with it.
22-17, Fairfield leads, 5 minutes to go. And there's a steal by the, I guess not. I thought Riley had it, and then it went off of the hands of 24 Hunter Caccini that's checked in, but they said it was off Riley, so it's Fairfield ball leading by five as Figueroa will check back in for Coach O'Hearn.
Figueroa is just kind of the energy guy, the glue guy. Gets them all hyped up.
Now there's Wheaton out front, almost stolen away by Allen. Dribble drive by Caccini, turns around, throws it up, got it. Nice little turnaround hook shot. No. Yeah, wait, who was that?
Yeah, it was 24. Caccini?
Yeah. 24-17, Falcons trail by seven. Riley in the far corner thinks about a three.
Fairfield's already had six guys score tonight.
And again, West Burlington at this point, only 1 2-point basket in the game as the Falcons throw it away.
Yeah, Falcons with five guys already scoring tonight, and all of them have made a three. Five threes by five different players so far for the Falcons.
Arian Neruzzi checks in for the Falcons. 24-17, 4:26 to go before half. Fairfield in the lead. Caccini in front of us. What? Oh, he traveled. Okay. So Neruzzi is 2 feet away from him. So turnover Fairfield. Here comes the Falcons as... Who's coming in for Fairfield? 14 is Allen, who got a quick breather. So the Falcons moving from our right to left in their white home jerseys. It's Figueroa and Riley, and Riley will let a three fly. Got it! Jack Riley, 2 for 2 out, 2 for 3 from distance. 24-20, keeping the Falcons in it. Dribble drive by Allen. Good shutoff by Falcons. Defense. Dribble.
Wow.
Oh, man. Great offensive rebound by Wheaton and the putback for the big boy.
I tell you what, J.J. Lane and Wheaton is a pretty good 1-2 punch for a 3A high school team. He is fast and Wheaton is strong.
Oh, Figueroa with a nice feed to Neruzzi. Before he can get a shot off, he's fouled. I don't know if they call it on the ground or not, probably. It's on Lane. That's his second. We'll keep an eye on that. Fourth team foul.
That would definitely slow them down, and, well, they're not taking them out.
26-20, Fairfield leading. Caleb Allen taking it out underneath the West Burlington goal. Into Lau. Looking to get it inside. Call a five-second call.
Didn't even know they did that anymore.
Okay, well, you don't see it very often. You got to be dribbling, and the guy's got to be on you, right?
Yeah. And they got the, you know, when they break the space, you put the hands out all the way. And it's such a judgment call. It's really hard to keep track of.
There's a travel they missed. Three-pointer by Allen is good. And Tate Allen puts Fairfield up by nine. Coach O'Hearn wants a timeout. Back after this on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmidt Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to Senior Night at the West Burlington High School Gym. Girls lost the opener 59-51 to Fairfield. Boys trying to avenge that loss, but they trail by nine right now with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 29-20 as a nice feed by Mason Watkins, who just checked back in for Coach O'Hearn to Jace Figueroa. He's fouled, and he'll shoot two. Fouls on Allen. That's his second, team's fifth. They say he wasn't shooting. Fouls on the ground, so Watkins inbounds to his buddy Martin. Figueroa back to Mason. Tries to get it in the paint, but good defense by Ryan Higgins that just checked in. And a little left-handed post move by the linebacker, Hayden Vandenberg. Is that his first two of the night?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. I thought, okay. 29-22. 7-point lead to Fairfield. Lane, step back three. No good. Rebound Martin. Falcons trail by seven. 2.5 to go before halftime. Brady, nice move. Kicks it. Watkins, three. Nope. Rebound to Allen. Here comes Lane on the run out. Man, is he quick.
He is.
Foul on the ground. He pierced that Falcon defense and dished it to Wheaton. That was going to have an easy layup, so not a terrible foul, I suppose. Calling on Martin.
Yes.
His first, team's
yes.
Third. Boy, Lane's been the difference, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is fast. He's very long. He's got great vision. Higgins.
And there's Ryan Higgins, who obviously also got all of his athletic ability from his mother.
Oh, we're never going to die. And he had to do it like less than 2 minutes before halftime. Dad's going to be down here just all over us. Did you see that? Did you see how great he looked?
Vandenberg off glass for two. When the Falcons get into the paint, you know, Fairfield's collapsing. There are some easy dishes and passes available, but
yep.
They've been settling for a lot of long outside jump shots. 24-31. Falcons down seven.
Another three.
Crying out loud. Another three by
Tate Allen. That's his second. He's got 11.
And he averages 8.7, so he's already passed his season average by three. Fairfield up 10. Out front is Martin. Trying to set the pick and roll up with Vandenberg. Instead, he keeps it, spins, shoots it. Rebound, Wheaton. And 50 ticks left on the clock. Let's see if Coach Flattery's going to call for one. They get it to Wheaton at the elbow. He kicks it back out front to Allen. Almost stolen away by Watkins. Wheaton on the far wing. Looks like they're going to settle for one as Lane steps back to midcourt. 34-24 your score. 26 seconds left in the first half. Fairfield in the lead.
again, shot clock will take care of this next year. This is the stuff that just really hurts in a 32-minute basketball game. The team can just sit out there for a minute, minute and a half.
Higgins in the corner, guarded by Martin. Kicks it out to Wheaton. Dribble drive, lost it on the way up. Higgins, rebound, put back, got it. So four quick points by Higgins. Gives Fairfield the biggest lead of the night, 36-24. Back to recap the first half after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Burlington High School at senior night, and the Falcon boys trail visiting Fairfield 36-24 here in the second game of our doubleheader. The West Burlington girls dropped a tough one to Fairfield 59-51 on a 27-point performance by Delaney Breen. It was very impressive. And, you know, tonight in the second game, the scripts have kind of flipped a little bit. West Burlington really settling for the threes, and they're making them early.
Yep.
And, matter of fact, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes.
Off of five different shooters.
But they're not getting enough points in the paint where you're seeing Fairfield score inside, you're seeing them score outside. And I think just the spark plug, J.J. Lane, has really been the difference for Fairfield. He's kept their offense moving. He's had a few steals.
Yep.
And he's getting it to the open shooter.
Yeah, he's a just an outstanding decision maker. He's one of the fastest point guards I've seen this year out on the floor, and he just makes the right decision. You know, from a scoring standpoint, he's got 4 points, but what he does is dishes the ball and the assist and defense and everything else. He's pretty solid, but no, you're right. I mean, West Burlington's got 5 threes or 7 threes off of 5 different guys. But you live by the three, you die by the three. And the first quarter, you know, it was 12-12. We lived by it. Second quarter, we stopped making the threes. They got the ball down the floor. You know, first quarter, West Burlington scores 12. Second quarter, they scored 12. However, Fairfield went 12 in the first quarter, 24 in the second quarter. I mean, just too much offense. And they're rolling right now.
Well, it's interesting because Wheaton comes in averaging right at 21 points a game. And Lane scores 13. So at least I mentioned at the pregame, it's like kind of a two-player show of sorts, and maybe try to slow those two guys down and not worry about the rest.
Yeah.
The story's been balanced, actually.
Yeah.
They got a three from Valdez. They got 4 points from Lane. They got 5 from Haynes. They got 7 from Wheaton. They got 12 from Allen, who averages 8.7. Higgins comes off the bench, 2 quick buckets, and they even got a bucket from Hunter Caccini. So they have balance all over the place, and good balance from West Burlington as well. Martin's got 5. Figueroa's got a 3. 2 threes for Jack Riley. A 3 for Mason Watkins. 2 buckets for Vandenberg, and a 3 from Applegate. So we'll see what Coach Earn draws up here for the second half.
You know, and one of the things you talk about, we talk about all these numbers, but you also got to look at the mental psyche of this team. They've lost 4 out of 5. They had lost 4 straight. Those 4 games that they lost before they just won this last one, those 4 losses were an average of 19 points in a loss. So they lost by 13, they lost by Cardinal by 38, then they lost by 18, then they lost by 8. So it's an average of, you know, 19, and it's an average of 19 points on those four losses. So you got to worry about that going into the locker room right now, because this is a young team. They might go in the locker room and see themselves down 12 and go, oh, man, here we go again. So while I know Coach Hearn is a disciplined guy and wants to get into them, with a young team, he's also got to be a little careful, too, to make sure that you know, got to be positive. Hey, we hit a couple shots, we get a couple stops, we're right back in this. So don't freak out.
Yep, they only need a couple buckets. Get it under, you know, let's try to cut into that lead, get it under 10, maybe get it to 6 or 8 at the end of the third quarter and keep yourself in it. So right now your score at half is Fairfield 36 and West Burlington 24. We'll be back with quarter number 3 in the second half after this break on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Changes to mask rules. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Several states with adjustments to COVID masking requirements in the coming weeks, including California, where the indoor mask mandate for vaccinated people will be lifted in some situations a week from tomorrow. But its school mask mandate will remain in place. New Jersey is lifting its school mask mandate next month, while Connecticut's will end at the end of this month, though the governor says the final decision is up to local districts. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the tug of war over masks in schools continues in courts.
This time, the Virginia Supreme Court is weighing in, but not on the merits of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, which aims to give parents the choice on school masking. Instead, the court is rejecting a petition from parents in favor of masking on procedural grounds, ruling the case doesn't meet the extraordinary circumstances required for the writ of mandamus they were seeking to invalidate the governor's order. A lawyer for the parents says their case is far from over. Meantime, the Loudoun County School Board, being sued by parents for refusing to enact the governor's order, is seeking a delay, arguing they should wait for the outcome in Arlington County, where 7 school boards sued, and a judge has put enforcement of the order on hold. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
California's legislature has voted to require paid time off for workers who get sick with COVID. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to sign the measure. President Biden again promising action against Russia if it sends troops into Ukraine. The president saying he's not sure if Russian President Vladimir Putin knows what he's going to do.
The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating. And he'd pay a heavy price.
President with the comments after meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. President Biden said if Russia invades Ukraine, it would mean an end to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is set to move gas from Russia into Germany. Federal prosecutors accusing a Chinese telecom company of stealing technology from Motorola. America is listening to Fox News.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand. It's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office, it has to arrive at the actual lunchtime. Food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Cater. Food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Cater.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we have a PhD in chickenology. We know why the chicken crossed the road, and we know what part of the chicken tenders come from, the delicious part. So it should be no surprise that we've engineered the country's best, juiciest, all-white, meatiest chicken tenders. Now available for carryout and delivery in 5, 8, and 12-piece boxes. Served with our new chicken dipper sauce. Pizza Ranch. We know chicken.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet. For delivery or to go, call 754-5555.
Pizza Ranch. Mmm.
Welcome back to West Burlington High School. It's a senior night doubleheader. West Burlington girls lost to Fairfield 59-51 in the opener. And right now the boys trail Fairfield 36-24 by two quick buckets by Ryan Higgins late in the first half to put Fairfield up by 12. Ryan Higgins' parents were walking by the podcast booth when we commented there, so I had to give them a little shout out. But, you know, 12 points, it's not insurmountable, but you don't want to get down 15 or 18. I mean, I think West Burlington's got to come out and start quick and get it back under 10 and just kind of hang on.
Yeah, you know, obviously the first 3-4 minutes of this half is going to make or break this game. And, you know, 12 points is a lot of points to make up in a high school game. But, you know, the goal is to say, hey, first 4 minutes, let's see if we can cut it by four. And then let's see if we can do it again by four. If you can cut every 4 minutes, cut it by four, then with 4 minutes left, you're in a tied ball game and this thing's a dogfight. So it's doable. You got to get stops. You got to contain J.J. Lane. You got to be able to know where Wheaton is because those are their best two players, their best top two scorers. You know, as we were both yelling at him during warm-ups, guys like Mason Watkins that can shoot the ball really well has to shoot the ball. When you're open, you got to be confident and you got to shoot it. And they were in it in the first quarter because they shot the ball well. But you got to get defense, rebounds, limit the easy buckets, and see how this first four goes.
And here is our little zone.
Yep, a little 1-3-1. Watkins up top, Vandenberg in the middle, and Figueroa down below.
We talked about that during the break as well. I thought, oh, maybe we see some zone because they've gotten so many points off dribble penetration, either off the bounce or off the pass. And so a little zone creates a tough shot miss, rebound West Burlington, and here come the Falcons looking to get it inside to Vandenberg. They do. Big drop step by the junior. Can't get it to go. Rebound Wheaton.
Tough shot, you know, but right idea, trying to get an easy play.
Three by Allen, picked up where he left off. That's his third three in a row. Tate Allen's got 9, 13, 14. He averages 8.7 as Martin dribbles baseline, and he's fouled. So,
yeah, not the start we wanted, you know. We had a play down low, trying to do a little cross screen for Vandenberg, and tough shot, doesn't go in, and then they go right down and hit a quick three.
Fouls on Caccini, his first. And the team's first as Martin goes to the line. First free throw is no good. Martin, an 82% free throw shooter, a rare miss for Brady, the 5'11 sophomore. Pink shoes tonight for Brady. And the second one is good. I don't know if the colored shoes are going to make it around or not. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
What happened to the days of nice matching shoes for everybody now? Pink, green, purple. I mean, let's see here. Figueroa's got neon green shoes. Applegate's got purple. Martin's got pink. Mason has, I don't know.
It's February. You know, we're getting ready for Mardi Gras.
There you
Ash
go.
Ash Wednesday's coming up. You know, just springtime. Spring is in the air.
Well, they've got some spring-colored shoes as Martin tries to get into the paint. He steps back at the free throw line. 16-footer's good for Brady. 39-27, a little full-court pressure. Lane tries to dribble through it. Martin got his hand on it. Ball ended up right in front of our broadcast booth here.
Weak hands on my part. I apologize to all the fans listening out there. I should have. Couldn't hang on to it.
So, one-handed inbound pass there by Evan Haynes. Kind of an odd. Haynes has a lot of one-handed passes. This is kind of odd. But anyway, that's his style. And up they go into court, into their offense.
Back to man for, well, that's interesting. I don't know if they're in a triangle and two or if they were just blown coverage. But it looked like Watkins was in man. And a couple other guys were in
kind
zone.
Kind of standing there in zone. But either way, it was Applegate fouling Wheaton, who got wide open on the block, so he missed the shot, but he made the first free throw.
First foul on Applegate.
Wheaton's got 8, averages 20.6 on the season. So they've slowed him down, but it's been the Tate Allen show for Fairfield as He misses the second. Rebound comes down to Applegate. 40-27. West Burlington looking to chip away at this lead. 6:02 to go in the third quarter. Here's Watkins working on Wheaton. Hits a cutting Martin. Layup. No good, but a block.
I want to know if Wheaton, I mean, as a junior, he's already got a good build. He's 6, what are they listed at? 6'4". He's every bit of 6'4". I wonder if Mr. Ference is going to be calling on him next year.
Well, he's got the prototypical tight end build for sure.
He's got about Martin. Size 13 or 14 feet.
Yeah. Martin missed the first free throw, so Brady 1-for-3 on the night, which is rare. 82% on the season, so he'll pick that up. Here comes a second free throw by Martin. That one is good. So 2-for-6. Martin's got 9, 40-28. As Lane dribbles right through the Falcon press. Long three by Allen. Heat check. Missed it, but rebound. And put back no good by Caccini. Rebound to Martin. Here come the Falcons. Martin drives and kicks. There it is. Tell you what. I mean, that's middle school basketball, right?
Yep.
You drive to the basket. There's three things that can happen. You make a basket. You get fouled. Or you miss.
Yep.
Two of those things are good.
Coach Alford used to call it wear them out, foul them out. You know, we want to go right at their best guy, get them in foul trouble right away.
Fouls on Haynes, his first, team second, as Watkins inbounds it from underneath the Falcons basket. Out to his buddy Martin, cross court to Mason, guarded closely by Lane. Here's Applegate, three in the air. Oh, just off the left side of the rim. Rebound Allen. He goes the distance, dumps it off to Wheaton, scores off glass.
Yeah, they didn't do a good job of picking up the ball and able to dump it down to Wheaton for the easy two.
14 is the lead for Fairfield as Figueroa looking to get it into Vandenberg. Now Watkins, long three off the back of the rim, rebound Wheaton. So Falcons trying to hang on here. They get inside to Wheaton again.
Great pass from Lane. I mean, I'm telling you what, if you at home haven't had a chance to see this kid play, it's good.
Pretty good vision.
Yep.
And now a 16-point lead, which is not what we wanted to see. Timeout called by Coach O'Hearn with the score, Fairfield 44, Falcons 28. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we believe in the power of relationships. From our tellers to our loan officers, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you deserve when you call a branch or walk in our doors. The commitment and trust built under the Pilot Grove name will give you the reassurance needed to choose us as your financial partner. We have 14 convenient locations in Lee, Henry, Jefferson, and Des Moines counties, and we hope you will count on us for your next financial endeavor. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Shout out to Chris back at River Park Place Studios, keeping us on the air, producing the show tonight. Thank you, Chris, doing a fine job as we get back to action here at West Burlington. Falcons trailing by 16. It's the biggest lead of the night for Fairfield. We'll see what Coach O'Hearn drew up during the timeout as Fairfield's gone into a trapping zone now. Jack Riley's three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Allen. Almost a steal by Figueroa on the other end. Plowed into the Fairfield bench. Everybody kind of
through the bench,
toppling over and laughing about that one. So
took out a chair, a couple water bottles, and a couple of towels.
Senior night here. Let's see what our seniors have left in them. Austin Applegate. And Arian Neruzzi, another one of the seniors. We'll see if they can spark a rally.
Little wider 1-3-1 for West Burlington boys compared to how Vandenberg and the girls did it. They played it a little more compact, but
yeah. Well, forced a turnover. Yep. It was, they're trying to pass it down into Sam Wheaton has checked in, number 20. And he was trying to feed it down into Lane. Quick hands by Martin. Steele, Falcons. Here comes Watkins to Brady. Out front is Figueroa. Drives, stops, pops, can't get the four-footer to go. I mean, that thing was in and out, and on the floor is the younger of the two Wheatons.
Tough angle.
44-28, Falcons trail. 3:31 in the third quarter. Steele, Figueroa. Here comes Jace. Eurostep, off glass, can't get it to go. Man, Jace has gotten back-to-back terrible rolls off the rim. Now Martin steals it from Wheaton. He's fouled on his way to the basket by Higgins. That'll be his first, team's third by my count, or no, fourth. Fifth.
Yeah.
Fourth. I must have missed one. Either way, out of bounds to the Falcons as Joey Valdez comes in for Sam Wheaton. Hey, nice little alley-oop pass from Mason Watkins to Brady for two.
Brady's had a good, he's got 6 points so far this half. He's,
man, another three for Tate Allen. That's his fourth of the night. He scored, his last four buckets have been threes. Kid averages 8.7 a night. Shoots 26% from beyond the three-point line. And he's about 4 for 6 tonight.
Crazy. Dave.
17-point lead for Fairfield. It's not too late for the Falcons. 2.5 to go in the third quarter as Webb makes a nice move into the paint. Kicks it back out to Figueroa. Watkins. Martin. Back out
there
front to Mason. Good looking three. Yes, sir.
That's good offense.
Three-pointer by Mason Watkins. Coach O'Hearn wants a quick timeout. Going to say, hey, let's do that again, guys. Let's do that again. He called a full timeout, so we will take an opportunity to thank our sponsors and take a quick break with Fairfield leading 47-33 over West Burlington. We'll be back after this on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
With 2:26 to go in the third quarter, a Mason Watkins three-point basket has cut into the Fairfield lead. It's the Trojans 47, Falcons 33, and Coach O'Hearn wanted a timeout and said, guys, let's do more of that as the Falcons are going to set up for a little three-quarter court press after the make. Three-point basket, the great equalizer in all levels of basketball, so the Falcons aren't out of it by any stretch of the imagination. There's Lane up to Valdez. Falcons back in the zone. Steal by Webb. Here comes Martin. Drives by Lane. They're going to get Lane for the foul. That's his third. Team's fifth.
If they can get him, get another foul here in the next minute, minute and a half, Fairfield's probably going to be forced to take him out for the next 3 to 4 minutes, which definitely would change their offensive speed and rhythm.
Out front, it's Martin. Double team, kicks it over to Allen that just checked back into the break. Back out front to Martin. Drives into the paint, slashes and scores. I tell you, Brady Martin might not be as quick as J.J. Lane, but he's no slouch.
He's pretty athletic, and yeah, they got similar builds, and he's doing the same thing that Lane's done to us all night.
Coach Flattery wants a timeout for Fairfield, just a 30. We'll keep it right here. 47-35, minute 47 to go in the third quarter. And, hey, pretty simple. Get some stops, cut more buckets, go into the fourth quarter down.
Yep.
8-9 points, anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, right now Fairfield's only outscored us by 1 point, so that can change very quickly in this game. But we got to start figuring out how to attack, getting easy baskets. And, Coach O'Hearn's got a pretty young team out there right now, so but he's got an athletic team. So hopefully they can chip away at this thing going into the fourth quarter.
Other than Allen making threes, I think the zone has slowed Fairfield down as a steal by Webb. Martin on the run out. Oh, shot blocked from behind by Valdez. Now Fairfield off to the races, and there's Allen with another bucket.
Yeah, and that, you know, four-point swing there. We miss a layup at one end, and then they go down and make a layup at the other end. And those are just absolute daggers to teams in games like this.
Watkins, strong move to the rim, but strong off the glass. Down court is Allen. Why not?
Why not?
Man, oh, man, is that kid having a night.
Call a timeout, you get it all set up, and then they come out and go five straight quick.
52-35, Fairfield leads. Minute to go in the third quarter. Watkins to Riley, guarded by Higgins. Gets all the way to the basket, takes it right at Wheaton, and scores. Nice move by Jack Riley. He's got eight.
Yep.
That's a push-off. Unbelievable. I mean, Lane extended his arm and pushed Mason Watkins down. Now, in Mason's defense, he's slight of build, and that's being nice. But still, you can't reach out and push off.
Lane's not much bigger than he is, though. Maybe a couple inches taller. But
anyway, no call on the extension. It was out of bounds off Watkins. So there's another push off, and they let him go. Well, that's Burlington faithful. Not happy. Coach O'Hearn doesn't have much to say about it, which is commendable.
Yeah, and Coach Watkins over there doesn't have much to say about it either.
Well, he did earlier. You were looking the other way. He stood up and had his arms in the air as Lane finally missed a three. Rebound to Mason Watkins. 8 seconds left. Here comes Mace. Down to Riley in the corner. Neruzzi kicks it. Three. Watkins. Oh, in and out. Man, that would have been big.
I would have cut it back to 12, at least where we'd have started.
After three quarters of play, Falcons trail 52-37. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Arrangements Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Arrangements. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to courtesydoor.com. Or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Three quarters, the West Burlington Falcons trail the visiting Fairfield Trojans 52-37. The girls lost in the opener 59-51. And the Falcons have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Jack Riley drives in and is fouled by Higgins. It'll be his second. Team six, and Riley's going to go to the line. Jack is a 31% free throw shooter. Let's see.
There's one thing that West Burlington's leading right now. It's the foul margin, because West Burlington's only got one foul this half to six by Fairfield. So
there you go.
We're going to be shooting free throws the rest of the way.
And both are
knock
good by
Jack
Riley. 52-39. Hanging in there. A little three-quarter court press. We're kind of a full-court man. Watkins is way out front on Lane, looking to pick up another one of those push-offs. Didn't do it. We're in that 1-3-1. They've got Wheaton sealed off on the post, so they're just passing around the perimeter right now. Let's see if Allen launches another three. He could right now. He's wide open from 25 feet, but opted to pass it back over to Lane. Oh, Riley missed that steal. Now a long three from the baseline, and yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Tate Allen, his one, two, five, his sixth three of the night. 55-39, Fairfield leads.
Uh-oh. Steal by Higgins.
Pass down to Wheaton, and the layup. Man, I tell you, right when we kind of get a little momentum, Fairfield responds in kind with a three and a run out, and just, man, we can't seem to catch a break. Biggest lead of the night, 57-39. Nice feed to Naruzzi inside. Aria Naruzzi in the scorebook on senior night. Now they get it inside to Wheaton. And he's going to try to dunk it, but laid it in.
Great hands.
When they get it inside to Wheaton, he's hard to handle. Yeah. They haven't done it much tonight.
He's got great balance, great hands. He's strong. He looks like a guy that can maybe go out and catch a nice little slant 12-yard pass.
And there he just blocked Zach Webb and caught it himself, but was falling out of bounds. So
Kirk, I know you're listening at home. Let's give Wheaton a call, would you?
I did tell Dolph to dial in so he could catch some of our award-winning action. Maybe Dolph will be listening in and on KBUR.com, and he can relay that to Kirk next time they talk. But 59-41, Falcons down 18, hoping for, I'm not going to use miracle yet, but we need something to happen offensively and happen quick. Naruzzi, drive, try to kick it. Stolen, run out, Lane, missed it. And Wheaton comes up with it. Blocked by Naruzzi, or Webb. It was Webb on the block. Great backside defense by Webb.
Crazy possession there. Three or four guys got their hands on. Looked like at least two or three shots were attempted and blocked. So Hearn's going four new guys in there. Going to keep Mason Watkins in and switch out everybody else.
So it's Vandenberg, Applegate, Figueroa, Watkins, and Martin. Holy cow, Allen missed a three, but guess what? They got the rebound. 59-41, Fairfield leading, 5.5 to go.
See, now, they called that foul on Watkins. And, yes, there's contact, but the whole time the guy's got his elbow off, pushing off. Watkins is not initiating the contact. He's not touching him. He's giving him his space, trying to beat him to the spot. That is just an absolutely terrible call.
Now to get it inside to Wheaton. Drop step on Vandenberg. And he got it to go in the fadeaway.
He's heating up. He's got nine this half. 18 in the game.
61-41, Fairfield. Comfortably in the lead as Figueroa gets in the paint, and they call three seconds.
He got to the spot. He should have just rose up and tried to shoot it, but when you've got the size that Fairfield has, you think about it when you drive in that lane of, do I want to get blocked?
Here comes Evan Haynes, gets it to Wheaton at the top of the key, guarded by Vandenberg. West Burlington back in man-to-man. Out front is Watkins on Haynes. Cross court to Lane, who's been a little more quiet this second half. Allen, Haynes, Wheaton, top of the key, way short. Rebound Vandenberg. 4.5 to go, West Burlington down 20. Applegate, three,
get in there.
Yes!
Good shot.
So a big three by Austin Applegate. He started out the game with a three, and now he's got one late in the fourth quarter. Coach O'Hearn wants a timeout, down 17, back after this 30-second break on KBUR.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
Welcome back inside West Burlington High School. Senior night, Twidbill for the Falcons, unfortunately, has not been in the Falcons' favor as the West Burlington girls got knocked off by Fairfield 59-51. And the West Burlington boys trail 61-44 with 4:33 to go. But, I don't know, stranger things have happened, Coach. You never
know.
Yeah,
I mean... Caitlin Clark last night started throwing out some half quarters and brought that Iowa team back to make it a respectable game against Michigan. Can happen.
Yeah,
That's not going to help.
They threw it right over the West Burlington press for an easy Wheaton layup. He's really having a half. He was quiet in the first half. But
he's got 20.
And Vandenberg says, I can do that too. His running hook, no good. Rebound, Wheaton. 63-44. Wheaton to Higgins. Double team to the corner. Out front to Haynes. Here's Lane. Dribbles through the double team. Kicks it to Wheaton. Foul by Vandenberg.
When Lane splits the defenders, you know, the scatter report on him is he's a pass-first guy. And I'd say when he splits and starts taking off the lane, there's probably an 80 to 90% chance he's going to give it up. So you almost have to show help like you're going to go out and guard him and then recover back to your guy because he's always trying to make the cute one-handed no-look pass, and he's good at it. But I think if I'm watching film on him, that's what I'm thinking. But it looks like Coach O'Hearn's pulling the dogs off and going to the bench.
Wheaton made the first free throw, 63-45, Fairfield leading West Burlington. 3:54 left to go on this one. Second free throw by Wheaton is good. And, yep, we've seen a couple more seniors come in. Parker Davis, another senior. I don't know that I mentioned Parker's name earlier in the broadcast. Looking through, we got a Coach O'Hearn has a big squad and a long list of kids. So it's Davis and Parker Lau and Naruzzi and Wheaton blocked by Naruzzi on the other end, but they're going to get him for a foul.
And, you know, interesting that I guess I'm going to have to stand up and look, but, you know, you see Coach O'Hearn going to his bench with 3:31 left in the game, and Fairfield's up 21, now 22, got all their starters out on the floor.
Yeah, they do. We'll let that one simmer for a minute before we make any more commentary. But, yeah, 67-44 now, which...
You know, the stat, I mean, the districts are already out. So, you know, it could help with rankings, obviously. But this was a close game last year. There's always a lot of factors to go into guys why they're in.
Zach Webb, strong move against Wheaton, no good. Rebound Wheaton, kicks it out to guess who? Three-pointer, of course.
Yep.
I don't know if this is some sort of school record attempt or what, but they're finally going to substitute. Allen's got 25, and he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes. There's 21. 22, 23, 24. I'm for 28, but either way, 25, 28.
Yeah.
A lot of points for Caleb Allen.
A lot of points.
Now we see the bench empty for Fairfield for the final 2:51. 70-44. This one got away from the Falcons in the second half.
Yeah, you know, and like we said, the last four out of the last five games, that's, you know, young teams like this playing a tough, tough schedule. Great block.
Zach Webb jumped up, swatted one away.
You know, I coached Webb in his JV game last week. Like I said, he's playing 2 to 3 quarters a night in JV, so they must have decided to go ahead and pull him up this week.
Out front, it's Valdez. Over to 45 is Hunger that just checked in. Valdez drives, kicks it. And in and out for Hunter Caccini. Neruzzi, nice move, and fouled on his way to the basket. Fouls on 21, Miles McEntee, that also checked in recently. 17 fouls, so Neruzzi will shoot 2 on the shooting foul. Ari is a 67% free throw shooter, made the first.
There we go.
Ari, a part of that state champion West Burlington Notre Dame soccer team. I think Notre Dame hosts that, so I think that's the one sport we get to say Notre Dame West Burlington.
Yeah.
Who cares? It's all the same to me. State championship. Ari was a big part of that, as was a number of the other basketball players that played
state
a part in that championship.
State and national soccer championships. Here in the West Burlington area the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. You got a couple volleyball state championships for Notre Dame.
Yep.
You got West Burlington girls at state basketball last year. I mean, Southeast Iowa, you know, you got New London ranked pretty high. We don't have much to complain about when it comes to state rankings or good teams, as Valdez got loose for a layup. But
just guys from Indian Hills making in 30-foot bank shots from the corner with 0.2 seconds left. Other than that.
Yeah. Nice little runner by Lau, no good. Rebound, Neruzzi. You know, I was thinking about Iowa, the University of Iowa, too. So we know about wrestling, right, as Valdez scores another bucket, 74-46. Fairfield leads. But we know about wrestling. They've been ranked number 1 or 2 most of the year. I think they won the national title last year,
yep,
didn't they?
Yep, they did.
Back in the national spotlight. Last year, he had the player of the year in the Big Ten and the NCAA, and Luka Garza now,
yep,
playing the NBA.
Yep.
You know, what a run Garza had.
Yep.
Then you just bring in Keegan Murray, who leads the country in scoring.
Yep.
Now the team is down a bit, not as good as they were in the
yep
last couple of years with Garza. And then, let's flip the script to Iowa women's. You got the leading scorer in the nation with Caitlin Clark that goes for 46 at Michigan yesterday.
And before that, 2 years ago, what was Megan
Gustafson,
National Player of the Year.
Yeah,
So we could have 2 out of the last 3 years the National Player of the Year be an Iowa women's basketball player.
And I don't think the national media is talking about it.
What
are the odds of that? I mean, that's, you know, that,
I think Keegan's not going to, and I love Keegan.
No, he's not going to end up.
It, because of Iowa's record. You know, Iowa's record has to be greater. Now, they could go on a little bit of a run here, but yeah.
Yeah, but either way, it's like,
yeah,
you don't expect the University of Iowa to have the leading scores in men's and women's hoops.
Yeah.
Kentucky, Duke, but yeah, although when, yeah, anyway, either way, we'll leave that for another day as the final seconds tick off on this one. And Fairfield's just going to hold it for the buzzer. Final score of the boys' game on senior night, Fairfield 74, Falcons 46. We'll be back to wrap this one up after a quick break on News Radio, 99.3 FM, 1490 AM, and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they will deliver. Need a new home appliance? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the new Speed Queen washer and dryer. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale, located on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington, Iowa.
It's time now for tonight's postgame show. A look back at key plays of the game and more. Once again, here's Casey Fleming.
Welcome back inside West Burlington High School, where we saw, unfortunately, senior night end up with two losses. West Burlington girls dropping a tough one to Fairfield, 59-51, and the boys kind of let one get away, 74-46. Tied up at the end of the first quarter, 12 apiece, then down 12 at the half. Kind of respectable in the third quarter. We made a couple little runs, but just really couldn't piece enough runs together to make this one close. We're joined by Coach Ryan O'Hearn. And, you know, the girls' game was a 27-point outburst by Delaney Breen. And tonight, a kid that averages 8.7 points that shoots, 26% from the three-point line on the season. Tate Allen comes out. I have him for 28, which includes 7 three-pointers. I bet that was not in the scouting report.
Well, it was. We didn't expect him to come out and make 7 threes. I thought we did a really good job on J.J. Lane, junior point guard, hard to guard, goes to his left, can't stay in front of him. I thought we did a good job on him. Figured Max Wheaton, number 11, would get his points with the size advantage he has. He's a really nice-looking kid in there in the post. And credit Tate Allen. We left him open at times. They found him in the zone, in the corners, and he stepped up tonight. I mean, that's a huge game for him, and he was really the difference. We knew we needed to do a good job on Lane, and we did. Wheaton's going to get his, but Tate Allen, heck of a game. So credit to him, and Mick does a really nice job. They have a nice team, good young team, and battle-tested for the Southeast Conference. And, you know, hopefully we can learn from this tonight and regroup and be ready to play down at Keokuk tomorrow night.
Yeah, and every game's important, but you know, your playoffs games are set. You know, you got Central League on Monday, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And so not that you want to just cash it in and focus on that game. You want to win every time you tip it off. But again, not an important game as far as the end of the season goes. But you do, I think, and I've watched you guys play throughout the year. I've seen some of the young kids grow up and improve. I've seen in general the team improve. So I think, other than a couple tough losses here as of late, I think you're at least trying to trend in the right direction. And, you know, you guys really shot a lot of threes early, and you made a bunch early. But then they kind of quit falling, and that's when it just got tough.
Yeah, when our threes aren't falling, we need to do a better job of getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line. I thought Jack Riley came in and gave us a boost off the bench with 10 points, really took it to the basket.
Yeah, and you changed defenses up a couple times, put some pressure on them, which I think confused and slowed Fairfield down for moments. It's like every time we'd get a little mini run going, it just seemed like they had an answer.
We had to switch it up at halftime, go to the 1-3-1 zone, created some turnovers here and there, but it really just didn't matter what we did defensively tonight. They found the open guy and hit threes and were able to get offensive rebounds. And yeah, I mean, we shoot a lot of threes. Some nights we're making them, some nights we're not. So we just have to do a better job of getting to the basket, playing through the post. Hayden Vandenberg had some layups in there. Zach Webb had some opportunities, needs to finish a little stronger. So continue to look for our guys on the screen and roll. Teams are going to take away the threes, take away our guards. You know, so our post guys need to continue to be ready. And we need to throw them the ball.
We need to throw them the ball. And off to Keokuk tomorrow night, then Monday against Central Lee.
Yeah, Keokuk's struggling a little bit, but Zach does a great job down there. The Davis kid's going to be really hard to guard tomorrow night. So hopefully build some momentum heading into the postseason. Central Lee, 8 o'clock here next Monday. Be a dogfight. It was down at Central Lee. If we can get that one, we'll be out at Cardinal in the district semifinal on that Thursday. So just need to stay positive and build some momentum tomorrow against Keokuk and just continue to improve and through practice and be ready to go Monday night in the tournament.
Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
All right, guys. Thanks for covering the game.
Yep, you bet. Tough loss by the Falcons tonight. It was just, like Coach said, they did slow down Allen a little bit, and they kind of expected Wheaton to get what he was going to get, and he did. But the trump card was Tate Allen, or the wild card, I should say.
Yeah.
Where this guy come from? He comes in shooting 26% from three. He's averaging 8.5 points a game. He goes for 28 with 7 threes. And Coach, he said they left him open a little bit. I'd say a little bit. The kid was just on fire tonight.
Well, I mean, I don't care if you leave him open the entire game and say we're going to double team Lane or Wheaton. Most nights, you have a guy say you're going to shoot 10 shots live in a basketball game, even if nobody's on you, you're going to make 3 or 4, maybe 5. But for him to shoot the way he shot, we saw the same thing in the first game. They just had players that had big, hot shooting nights. And, when you're already a favorite to win, that makes it tough.
So, again, a tough senior night here at West Burlington. Girls fall 59-51. Boys fall by a score of 74-46. Most of the game was closer than that.
Yeah.
But Fairfield wins it going away 74-46. 13 points for Brady Martin to lead the Falcons tonight. 1 3-pointer for Jace Figueroa. Jack Riley had 10. Naruzzi had 3. 6 for Mason Watkins. 4 for Hayden Vandenberg. And 6 for senior Austin Applegate on senior night. Tonight, for Coach Ryan O'Hearn and Chris back of the studios, for Coach Van Fleet, this has been High School Basketball. And I'm Casey Fleming on News Radio 1490, KBUR and KBUR.com.
High School Basketball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhein-Schmidt Flooring America, Sinsha Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, Bickle Cycling and Fitness, on Agency in Burlington, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center, on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.